in a Dynamite Show contest?
How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win one for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Wildcard caller in Virginia. Welcome to Coast to Coast. You're on with my guest, Dr. David. Go ahead.
George.
Yes, sir.
I got to hand it to you for being able to follow part of this conversation. Some of this is just going right through me, over me, over my head. I have a question about time travel.
Okay.
In that, let's say your guest and I, he and I both got in the same time machine. We went into the past by, say, 6 weeks. Met ourselves, grabbed a hold of ourselves, brought ourselves forward into the future. Now, all four of us are standing right here, right now. Since we are right here, right now, would the four of us still be able to listen to the Don and Mike Show?
Well, you, if you do that, you grab yourself and,
thank you. Bye.
Now, there's a time traveler who left his brain behind.
Well, you're shaking yourself. Oh, whoops, my phone fell.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Buck. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Wah, 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 wah.
Fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, no.
Here they are.
No, no, make them leave. Please.
Start the new CBS show, CSI Berlin.
Oh, no.
Hate them.
Die. Die, little man.
There they are.
True story. He was a neo-Nazi. One true enemy.
Did you see the last episode of CSI Berlin? Another death by poison gas. Every week it's the same. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Bridge Troll and all the ships at sea. They're being broadcast in black and white as an infinity cost-cutting measure. Cost-cutting measure. Last. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. Hello, boys.
Thank you, Rob. And hi, thanks for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show.
episode on this Friday.
Friday,
September 27th.
Right.
And here's your phone number for instant access from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Look at that.
Get up, damn.
And now I'm starting to dig it more than I ever did.
We're getting it down like...
And I hated it at the beginning.
Like a regular show, almost.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, tight. Tight, bright, out of sight.
Wow.
Today's show, watch me. Watch me as I run this show on a schedule today.
Wow. Really?
Watch this.
You're going to be razor sharp today?
Watch this, man.
Cool.
We got the pick the pros today.
Mm-hmm.
I normally don't outline the show for you, but tell you what we're going to do today.
But what are we doing today?
We got the pick the pros.
Uh-huh. What is that all about?
You'll find out.
Okay.
Well, right. And we're going to give away a trip to Iceland.
Yeah, I knew we were going to do that. That I remembered. Yeah.
And then we're going to have a tribute to the near-dead Barry White.
Ah, wonderful. That's always special.
And we're going to play the low-budget Jeff R.D.
It's going to be a particularly good one today, if I do say so myself.
And then we're going to review the movies we haven't seen yet.
Very good.
And I've got a pile of stuff right here.
Right now.
Right here in my valise that we have not gotten to, including the phone number and a payphone and a mental award.
Yeah.
We never called that.
Right.
We have the Larry King interviewing Julie Nixon transcript from Larry King Live where they're talking about Elvis and Nixon.
We've never gotten to that for a playlist.
Lists. Oh, my God, do I have lists. I have 122 terms for female J-O-ing.
Now, I will tell you that if you want to stay on a schedule, you want to be real careful around those lists.
I'm just telling you what I've got.
You know, you get a list.
This is the break.
I've seen you with a list in front of you. I've seen you with a list. It's like Superman with kryptonite.
Lists for male J-O-ing. Lists for intercourse. lists for oral.
Oh.
And the lists here are all new stuff that we've not heard before.
Yeah.
For instance, from the list of female J-O-ing.
For example. Yeah, be real. You've never started a list and not finished.
Bottomless pit.
You have an obsessive compulsive thing that way.
If you want. Lube your goob. You've never heard that before. I've never heard that before.
Hey, now here I am being bad again. Is there an outside chance we could get just one more?
Lube your goob?
I love him.
It's a slippery slope.
So to speak, yeah. That's one right there, in fact.
See, if I give you another one, you're gonna want more.
Well, you gave me one and I wanted more.
Like crack.
You're gonna want more, Mike.
You're like the pusher man. First one's free.
All right, I'll give you one that's not as good.
Come on, give it to me.
The second hit's not as good as the first hit.
All right.
They're all pretty good. I mean, I'm trying to find one that's not really great on this list.
Then you're fighting the urge to read them all.
I really am. All right, searching for Spock.
I like that. I like that better
like
than
that
Lou Gugu. Yes,
yeah,
I do.
Really? Oh, yeah. My God.
Are there some that you have to self-edit?
No, it's just they're all good. I'm trying to find one that's not good. One that will turn you away from this list.
Okay.
And turn me away from the list as well.
Well, try.
All right, I found it.
Good.
Going past the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah.
Not a good one.
Not good at all.
Yeah,
all
right. Good place to stop.
But that
we're all in agreement on that?
Yeah.
That's a bad one, and all the rest of them are just grade A. Before we get to the newsmaker of the week, a quick note that Tuesday night we will be at Club Wet in D.C., a homosexual club where Mike will be paying off his annual I think the Red Sox are going to do anything bet, and you have received the vest. Did you come? Did it arrive? I mean, the last 2 days, you told me the FedEx guys come to your house and you've missed him. Did the vest arrive?
Yes, it did. Yes.
Your black leather vest?
Yes, I tried it on last evening. How does it look?
How does it fit?
It's fine.
It's fine. And special ordered from?
The big and tall man shop.
From Massachusetts.
From somewhere, a place in Massachusetts, obviously, close to Boston, where they knew, you know, the Red Sox, and they felt my pain. I explained the entire endeavor. It's a tad large, but that's better than too tight.
Yeah, oh yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, it looks ridiculous on me.
And he's going to wear it open.
Got a lot of... No, I'm not.
Now, you told Rob and I for part of the...
Yeah, I know.
You were going to wear it open.
Yeah, I tried that. Not a goddamn chance.
Not a chance?
No. Maybe for a minute. If you ply me with enough alcohol, maybe I'll do
done.
That. I can do that.
Done.
It is a lovely vest, and I am glad I got the tall
because it it covers me.
Yeah.
Down there.
Nonetheless,
I will be wearing khaki pants with no shirt and a black leather vest.
For an hour at Club Wet.
I will be wearing an overcoat as I walk into Club Wet. As soon as I walk in Club Wet, for the duration of the hour, I will have the vest with no shirt on underneath.
And just so you know,
no one on the street will see me with that vest on.
Okay. When you hit the bar area at Wet,
you're going to be on your own.
I mean, you'll be there with the gay friends, but the rest of us will be on the other side of the bar, observing you.
There's nothing I can do about that.
No, there's not. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad you got the vest.
I'm happy for you.
Big weekend. Monday, Rob's wife is having a baby.
Yes.
I don't know if you know that or not. It's planned. It's a C-section.
Rob has been relatively unflappable. I'm very impressed.
Yes, calm.
I'm not going to make any jokes about it being a C-section.
None of you.
I will tell you that Rob is 1/8 Jewish, and here's where the 1/8 Jew comes out.
Mm-hmm.
They are purposely having the baby on September 30th.
Right.
It has something to do with saving money and getting the kid into school.
It has. I think it means it's that.
It's fine.
As I think we're
you
going
know
to
what? I just you know when the opening he pulled what I call a Rob.
Yeah.
Where he does the with the mouth. He's done it now. You know, and now I'm realizing
I'm so flapped. You said I'm unflappable.
No, that's what
it,
I mean. I just realized now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what how it's manifesting itself.
Okay.
I mean, you're your same goofy self. For Christ's sake, you remembered to bring me in caramel corn with the baby on. That's why
right.
I said the guy's totally unflappable. But I'm hearing you talking.
No,
now I realize
I'm unflapped. I got up this morning and got on the roof of my house and ran coaxial cable. I'm just looking for
stuff
to do.
Man.
I'm out of my mind, but now I don't even remember. Oh,
why are you having the baby on the 30th?
Right, we had a choice of the 30th or October 2nd, I believe, and if it's done on the 30th, it's part of fiscal year 2002, and it's a tax advantage,
mm-hmm.
and you can get it in school a little earlier.
There you go. You can get it in school. And Monday.
What's his name?
I think Carrie is going back and forth, but I think I'm going to stick to calling in Trip.
Trip
for Robert W. Spiewak the third or triple.
Trip.
Do you like it?
Trip Spiewak.
Yeah.
I totally dig it.
Carrie says it's going to be really bad. It's going to make him clumsy.
Well,
you're going to be laughing when he's 10 and falling all over him.
God, I love that.
That's
man.
Kind of inherent, though.
Will we see you Monday?
No, I'll call in, though, I think.
Oh, okay. All right, if that's the way you want to play it.
Yeah, okay.
that, you think so.
That's the way you want to play it.
I think
so
that's funny. The best way to play that card, John.
You're correct.
all right.
All right,
if you insist. Speaking of Rob, it is another Friday.
Yes.
And time for another newsmaker here on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
And as you've just heard, everyone associated with this show in this fine forum has baby fever. We're all seriously very happy for Rob.
Yeah,
absolutely. Rob is expecting his second child. He knows it's going to be a boy. Mm-hmm. Baby's going to be born 72 hours from now. God only knows. We've had way too much Rob on this show already.
Right.
So for today's newsmaker. Way to crank up the old teletype there.
Boy, that really gets a row.
For today's newsmaker, we go to another source. Rob's better half. Blushing Bride.
Wow.
She's a regular baby machine.
She's never on the show. This is very exciting.
Please welcome Mrs. Carrie Spiewak. Carrie, how are you?
Better.
Better?
Better get me a gun so I can kill that 7-10 son of a bitch that did this to me.
Wow. You want to kill Rob for impregnating you?
No. I want to kill my agent for booking me on this piece of steel radio show. You know? I said to him, I said, get me on the Kathy Whiteside show. Yeah, that's right. At least next to her, I'd look skinny.
Now, no offense, Mrs. Spiewak, but you are 36 weeks pregnant with a 10-pound baby. You are looking pretty large.
Yeah, but have you ever seen Whiteside? She looks like a friggin' townhouse in headphones. That's right. I even hear that Kathy Whiteside is going to try to get in that women in radio magazine pictorial.
Oh, that thing Lisa wants? That thing in Playboy?
No, in Dog Fancy. That's right. You want to know what her turn-ons are?
Yes.
What?
White shoes and chocolate eclairs. Whoop, whoop.
Carrie, enough about Kathy Whiteside. Back to the agent who booked you on today's show.
Yeah, he's mummified in Boca Raton, Florida. Maybe you've heard of him. He's an old man named Donald Ephraim.
Wow. I've heard he's semi-retired.
You mean semi-retarded?
Whatever. Listen, 3 days until the birth. The question is, Carrie, how are you feeling?
My face is bruised and puffy.
Oh, really?
Now, that doesn't sound like it has anything to do with pregnancy.
No, it's all about Rob's fist. That's right, on my inability to listen.
Wow.
God damn it, honey, I hate to hear this. Does Rob hit you?
Yeah, but only because he loves me.
Oh, no.
And never in the stomach. He's just a nice boy.
Oh, my God.
If only I could learn to listen better.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, Ash. My cell phone's ringing. Hold on.
Do you want to take that call?
Do you want to drink my water after it's broken?
Oh, God. All right, Carrie. Take the call.
All right. Hello? Oh, hi, Frida. How are you? Yes. I'm looking at both of them right now. Uh-huh. Worthless a-holes. Damn, why do we marry them? Yeah. Oh, want to go shopping?
Carrie, is that my wife?
Dawn, is that your ass?
Tell her I said hi.
She says, go to hell, tired of feces. Let me finish this conversation, please.
All right, go ahead, finish your conversation.
Yes. Oh, yes. No, never. All right, talk to you later.
All right, now what was that all about? I heard yes. All right, let me say, I heard yes, oh yes, no, never. What was that about?
Well, she asked, are you a dickhead? Answer, yes. Is Rob a dickhead? Yes again. Did we make a mistake of our lives marrying them? Oh, yes. Can we get a divorce pushed through before the birth? Answer, no. When will Rob realize I've been slowly poisoning his meals? Answer, never. All right, Mr. Nosey?
All right, fair enough. We are joined by, in my humble opinion, the second luckiest woman alive.
Only if every other woman in the world is tied for first place, ass wife. Dickhead, BM eater, douchebag.
Wow. Second luckiest woman alive, Mrs. Carrie Spiewak.
And the first will be?
Frida.
Ah, my tortured soulmate. Rub hits with fists. And you hit her with words. I don't know which bruise lasts longer.
All right, let's get off this topic. It's
very dark.
Has this been an easy pregnancy for you, Carrie?
Very easy, considering what I had to do to get pregnant. You know, endless bottles of wine just to have the big hairy hump jump my weary bones. Jesus, the nausea.
The nausea, morning sickness?
No, Rob sickness.
Oh, now this is,
wow.
This is turning into an ugly segment. I feel bad for you too.
What are you talking about? My pee off, my Mr. Pee off my deck, you know? What are you talking about, man? Frida tells me everything. You know, you think I don't know?
Huh.
I know, and I hate you for it. And she hates you. And her mother hates you. Hold on, I'm getting a call again. Hello?
Let me guess. It's Frida on the phone again.
Hold on, sweetie. Shut up, faggot. I'm on the phone.
All right.
She's very hostile towards you.
Yeah, it was the jerk up. Shopping? I'd love to. Jewelry, cars, or clothes? All three. You bet, girlfriend. Okay, yeah, Rob can watch the kids, and your husband can, you know, compulsively smoke cigars and drink his gay lemonade. That's right. Oodles of toodles. Kisses. Bye, darling. Be strong. Are we done now, Ad?
It's a few more questions.
Conversations with Frida are fascinating.
Are there any complications along with this pregnancy, Carrie?
Well, there's some morning sickness, indigestion, and like most pregnant women, I had hemorrhoids on my anus.
Oh, dear.
Yes. African-American night at a gay bar anus. Special ordered leather vest anus. 0-3 worst fantasy team of all time anus. Along with a non-working HD TV anus.
Ah, there he is.
Carrie.
Bastard.
Carrie.
Rob's evil twin.
Carrie.
Shut up, ass wife.
Carrie, listen. I know Rob. He's not the man you make him out to be. I want to tell you, he is a wonderful, right-thinking pal of mine and one of my closest friends.
That's easy for you to say. You've never spent all day at the riverbed washing bed sheets by hand and then take them all to his meeting.
Now listen, Rob wearing sheets to a meeting, that's a joke.
Yeah, and that's why he doesn't fit on this show. Get real. This bed is like a funeral with no carps.
Now listen, Rob doesn't really do that. I know for sure that you have a modern, laundry machine.
So does Frida. But your underpants still look like a Hershey bar.
Oh, God. We have given you women every modern convenience, and look at how you thank us.
Well, we have sex with you two pigs. You know, that's thanks enough for 20 lifetimes. You're dumb, buddy. Want to guess who's faked more orgasms, me or your wife?
Now, Gary, that's too personal.
It's a tie. It's a tie. We both faked them all. Yep, you dopes couldn't get off a bus.
God, she's got a heavy accent.
Yeah, the only things you can get off are bottle caps, glug, glug. I've heard all about it.
Who do you think the baby will look like, Gary?
A very nice man we met in Jamaica. That's right. His name was Michael Elston. And who dug it? He could go all night. He never needed a Viromax.
So you're telling me Buzz is the baby's father. If that's the case, does that mean...
No. 1,000 times no. No full-blown age.
Oh, dear.
That's right. I speak for your dwindling audience when I say you and Rob are the only ones who still think that's funny.
Has Buzz offered to support the child?
He's offered 12 of his shirts for my newborn son to wear. You know, Buzz wears the same shirt size, you know. Hold on. I got another call. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Frida. How are you? You can't? Why? Oh, is it the one from Jacksonville? You go, girl. Yeah, when will you be done banging him? Oh, really? Okay, I'll call you in 2 hours. Same hotel? Good enough. Hey, Don, Frida will be at a painting lesson this afternoon. She says her love.
Tell her that I love her.
I can't tell him that. All right, I'll lie for you again. She loves you too, Don.
All right, thanks, Gary. Gary, what type of dad is Rob?
He's learned a lot from you guys. You know, just like Mike, he battles any hangover to play with our daughter. His favorite game is one Mike taught him called Time on Daddy. That's right. That's where Rob lays in a semi-drunken fetal position while our beautiful unaware daughter climbs and drools on him. Damn, I married bad. That's right. I could have had Broyhill.
Uh-oh.
Still could have Broyhill.
Oh, no. Gary, listen, I wish you and your family only the best.
Don, I wish you and Rob a speedy death.
Wow.
Hold on, another call.
Okay.
Oh. Hi, Frida. What? It's fogging at the airport? Okay, we'll go shopping. Hey, ass, your wife's painting lesson has been canceled. That's right, so we're going to need your credit card.
All right, that's fine. What are you going to buy?
2 guns. 2 bullets. And 2 burial plots. You think you and Rob spend a lot of time together now? Boy, are you in for it.
You know, I don't believe this. This has been a shocking newsmaker of the week. You have just admitted on national radio that you and Frida are planning to kill Rob and me.
Well, there's not a jury in the world that will convict us. CBS wants us for a Sunday night movie, The Women Who Kill Their Hateful Hump Husbands. They're going to broadcast it in high def. But the mayor still won't be able to watch it.
Well, listen, as always, I've enjoyed talking to you. And Mike mentioned this before, and I agree. Thank you for the caramel corn. It is delicious.
Well, eat up, ass. It's full of strychnine. And make sure Rob finishes his back, too.
That's strychnine.
Strychnine. Wow, this pregnancy is getting to my head.
All right, so it's full of strychnine. Good luck on the new baby.
Good luck on scene 2003.
Wow. Gary, you have got us all wrong.
Right, Nancy. That's right. You try going a day in my house. No jewelry, no juice. You know, we don't observe the month of July. We can't even eat ginger fruits.
Wow.
And the last time I served that hump black beans, he pushed me around in his car like he was Randy Moss.
Gary, you misunderstand me. You say that joke was no jewelry.
Yes, I understand. I heard it, yes.
Gary, you misunderstand me and Rob.
I know. It's all based on the fact I don't listen.
Right.
Rob tells me all the time. Hey, hold on, phone.
Oh,
my phone's ringing again. Hold on.
Okay.
So oh, Frida? Hi, Frida. How are you, Frida? Damn, how long has it been since we've talked? No, I'm still here. Yeah, I'm looking at them. I don't know. Let me see. Maybe Don. Maybe Rob. Okay, bye.
What was that about?
Well, she wondered which one of you was fatter.
You know, I think no good can come of this. So I bid you, dear lady, a fond farewell.
I bid you F-U-F-ball. Although I'm sure you'll be calling the Spielberg house tonight. Isn't the History Channel showing that Hitler footage tonight?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll talk tonight.
Well, maybe yes, maybe no. Be a dear and enjoy a homemade caramel corn.
All right. Bye now.
Bye forever.
Gary.
I said good day to you, sir.
But what about a third child? Is that a possibility?
I doubt it, you know, because Buzz isn't getting any younger. I said good day.
There she goes. Gary Spiewak,
the newsmaker of the week.
There she goes. Can't wait to see that boy. Wow. That's going to be incredible. It's a spitting image of you, but yeah, I'm excited.
Rob and I laugh. I didn't notice any big guffaws here in the room.
Oh, but, yeah. No, it was funny.
Honest.
I like the Buzz thing. That was good. That was good.
I like all of it. What the hell? All right. Well, we had fun writing this.
Yeah, we did.
Let's clear the lines now.
All right.
And get a call number 100.
There goes Carrie down the hallway.
There she goes.
The phone again.
877-365-3636, the phone number. Call 100 for the Secret Santa. I'll tell you, we're going to play the game after we do the NFL picks thing.
Very good.
Because our guest today, thankfully, who is not the psychotic Jim Nance, our guest today is on a tight schedule.
Ooh. And you're running the show like a taskmaster today.
Look at this.
Look at this.
Look at this. Look what time it is. We're going to a break right now.
I'm amazed.
Call 100 right after the Pick the Pros. Right after this, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not the knee.
Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel.
Come on, give me a beat closer. That's what I want.
I wasn't messing with your knee.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dale, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you're the master of the technology of this game.
Hey, how do you do that, man? Take all the pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
Oh. You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
The Don and Mike Show. Ordinary guys with nothing to lose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Friday, another big NFL weekend. We would only turn our schedules upside down and do the Pick the Pro segment now if we had one of our real favorites, and we do. The man, a local guy made good, the man in the middle on the Fox NFL Sunday, the great James Brown. JB.
Fellas, first of all, it is wonderful to be talking with you guys again.
Always a pleasure.
Hey, but I understand you guys beat up on Mike Friedman pretty badly, huh?
Yeah. You know Mike?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. He is okay in our book, big time, but I understand that you guys beat up on him unmercifully because he was trying to, effect some cost savings around there
relative to
cartridges and the like. Hey, I better say that one properly. Color cartridges.
Now, color is something I want to discuss with you.
Yes.
Okay. I've got tons of questions about Fox NFL Sunday, which we all watch. I'm so glad that Jimmy Johnson is back.
Mm-hmm.
He's great in the fourth seat. I noticed something that comes up every once in a while on the show, and it seems to be kind of a private joke with you and Terry.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was maybe the show. It was last week when you guys were at the new stadium in Detroit. I got the dish, JB, so I'm able to watch you guys do the halftime for all the games. You know, they don't do that same thing.
No, they got to collapse it and work it around all the different schedules.
So they do the highlights like a million different times.
I've never been able to really figure out how that's done, but it's got to be like a fire drill. It's got to be very difficult.
And that it is.
Mm-hmm. And at one point, I think you were discussing Aaron Brooks. And what a fantastic, the Saints were down 20-0, and they came back, and they're beating the Bears. And you got something going on with Terry about a brother. Terry says something like, well, now there's a brother that can play the position. And I know that this has been kind of an underlying topic with you and him, and you start to give him the business as you're going to break. And,
right.
And then JB, he gets the line right as the music's coming up, and they go, well, you can't see my face turning red. JB says,
oh, boy, you know what? You guys really do listen pretty well. There's no question about that. Yeah. And that was actually me engaging in self-deprecating humor, because I'm always teasing about how I'm a little too dark to blush. You know, the only way you can tell if I'm turning red is to look at the whites of my eyes, as opposed to Terry Bradshaw. But, no, I like ribbing him, because Terry, and I've got to be a little careful with that, because there are those who certainly right. would mistake that and misread that. Terry is, as you know, for all of his self-deprecating humor and claiming that he is the lovable redneck, his self-described lovable redneck,
right.
I know we have to be a little careful, because some would want to see that as being an issue or misread how we tease with each other, which is like locker room humor. I was just busting his chops about how Quincy Carter with the Dallas Cowboys,
oh,
Terry had critiqued and criticized constructively in terms of what he lacked maybe as a quarterback and at the top of the game. But then at halftime, he played well, and Terry acknowledged that. And to his credit, Terry always does that. But I had to rib him and say, you know what, it's nice to see you giving the brother a little bit of credit. And Terry loved to come back and yell and say, JB, brother has nothing to do with it.
Right.
And we had Bernie Mac on the show a couple weeks ago in the studio. And as I introduced him, I said, it's really nice to have the brother Bernie Mac on the show. And Terry says, what's brother got to do with it? Am I not your brother, you know? So anyway.
You know, the thing is about it, in this age of political correctness, and certainly on the national stage, you have to be very careful about what you do, what you say. And but in, you know, in the locker room, you mentioned locker room humor. You know, the race issue, not as overwhelmingly uptight as it is in media across the country. I think in the locker room setting, isn't it much more give and take, much more free form, especially when it comes to humor?
And that's an absolute fact of life. It is. Now, whether or not it's politically correct or even proper, even in a locker room,
right.
you know, there are times when it does border on that which is improper, because
right.
a lot of the comments are rooted in stereotype, which is why you hear John Madden never do anything he says that he would perceive to be offensive to anybody, even if it's of a humorous nature, because without a doubt, someone out there is going to take offense. But your point is exceedingly well taken. In the locker room, you know what? You check your thin skin at the door.
Absolutely.
Because you are fair game, and it's in any arena, and it's not just in that arena, but guys will come at you. And I'd like to think that's one of the reasons that folks do like those who do tune into our show, because you know what? Everybody's fair game. When Jimmy Johnson came back, we could care less that he, you know, won a couple Super Bowls and, you know, Hall of Fame to be coach and all that kind of stuff. Hey, he's one of the guys. We'll tease him about his hair, his weight, just like they get on me, and that's fair game.
And I wanted to ask you about that I was watching the week you had.
That hair hasn't changed either.
John, you had John Elway on it, and like halfway through the show, you mentioned, I don't know if this is really how it happens or not, but you got there and said, hey, I just heard from the producer that Jimmy Johnson wants to come back and he's going to join us. Did you really get the word during the show that Jimmy Johnson called up and said, I want back in?
No, you know that was all staged.
Oh, okay. All right.
Let me tell you something.
You got me.
When it comes time for contract negotiations, we'd all do well to get Jimmy Johnson and or his agent involved. Jimmy in no way wanted to come back. And you know what? I shouldn't even be so definitive in saying that, because maybe he did. But Jimmy is living the life of Riley down there in the Keys, 2 or 3 acres on the waterfront. He's got his yacht. He's got his fishing boat. He's done exceedingly well that he doesn't need to work another day in his life. But he might have been itching just to kind of keep his toes in it. So when he agreed to do 2 or 3 shows for us per year, when he came back and that first week,
like he had never left. Bradshaw, to his credit, was really working on Jimmy, saying, Jimmy, please come back. Look, it's only 16 days we're asking of you. And obviously it's a lot more than that, but 16 days. You mean to tell me you can't give me 16 days of your time? And Howie was teasing with him, saying, Jimmy, look, whatever they're going to pay you, it will help you get a new seawall down there at your place. You know. So anyway, he bought it, and I'm really happy that he's back because he brings a coach's perspective to what's going on as well.
And he's in the chemistry. And then that's the thing about the show that's great. And this is really what makes the show good, is that you guys can take it to a place like the new Ford Field in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike and I know, we did a show last week in Philadelphia, a live show, that was quite nearly an accident. I mean, like a bad car wreck.
Right.
It's impossible to focus, to stay with the task at hand while you got people screaming at you, drunk people. I can only imagine what it's like doing that show with 80,000 people. How many people in that stadium? You guys managed to pull it off last week. How do you hear each other when you guys are doing the show from like that little corner of the end zone? How do you just not scream at each other?
Hey, and Don and Mike, you guys do understand that doing those remotes, it is tough. I got to be honest, because once a few of the fans have gotten a little too much lemonade in them,
right?
You know, obviously their true feelings are going to come out. It's a little harder on the road because of the audio, the lack of control, as opposed to being in a studio where everything is very tightly controlled and it's a nice intimate environment, does make it a bit more of a challenge. And you guys were so astute in saying, with having Jimmy back, it was like we didn't have to worry about that fourth guy in terms of how he would react. Jimmy said he rarely even heard what I was saying to him, but he understood the gist of it and was able to play off of it. Now, keep in mind, Jimmy Johnson was always ready for TV. He is the only coach that we knew who walked around with an IFB in his pocket, you know, so he was ready with his earpiece, you know.
Yeah, I got to throw you a compliment for Real Sports with Brian Gumbel, too. I mean, you're work on that. I like that show, and you know, whether you're the biggest Brian Gumbel fan in the world or not, the work all you guys do, you know, a classmate of mine, Derek McGinty's on that show also.
Ah, okay.
And you guys do a great job. I really love your work on that show.
You know what? I really am happy that there is a show that's a long form, 60 minutes type, if you will, of sports where you can really get inside of it, because it's not all fun and games, and a lot of the issues that have to be dealt with aren't all fun and games, as we are witnessing, like with the Randy Moss situation or other things that come up. So to really get inside of that and understand the dynamic of one's socioeconomic environment or people around you, that kind of support system or lack thereof, that is wonderful that we can do that.
And about Randy Moss, what is the take you guys are going to use on your show this week? Because I've seen maybe three different sides of Randy Moss over the last couple of days. I've seen him come out of jail whistling. Then I've seen him yelling at a woman in a press conference saying, woman, I told you don't ask me that. Then I've seen the very contrite, I would say borderline shy Randy Moss, who was apologizing. Which of the Randy Mosses is the real guy, and how are you guys going to cover that on Sunday?
Wow, you sound like you just got off the conference call with us that we had just about an hour and a half ago, going over the topics we're going to discuss. And let me preface my remarks by saying this. I don't know Randy Moss, so, you know, take it with that in mind. But I think all three of the facets that you saw may well be Randy Moss. I'm a softie. I would like to believe that the tears that we saw in the exclusive interview with ESPN and Andrea Kramer were real and reflective of some remorse, maybe the weight of the world coming down on him. I don't know. And I know that there's a lot more going on behind the scenes with Randy. However, you know, the team understood, and this is a fact, anytime at the collegiate level or in the professional ranks that you decide to take a chance, take a flyer on someone like that, you recognize that each athlete may come with some baggage, some greater than others. And if you decide that, hey, this talent is too great to pass up, that he could help the bottom line, and that's a business decision that you're making, you better also understand that you better have some support system in place or help to to address those areas of imperfection. And Randy hasn't. He is grossly immature. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. He hasn't run afoul of the law. And even in this, I want to see it play out because there's too much else that I'm hearing that doesn't sound kosher. So let's be a little patient and hear the rest of it play out. But what we do know is that the kid is immature. He's boorish behavior. Anybody showing Bush League behavior and squirting water at an official on the sidelines clearly is not a grown-up individual. And that $85 million contract doesn't make him more mature. It just magnifies what's already there.
How are you guys doing without John Madden? I mean, I know you're doing fine, but what is the feeling with Fox? I mean, when you guys got football, John Madden was a big part of the package, and he certainly hasn't taken away from your show or even from the game coverage, but he was a guy identified with Fox. How are you guys doing without him?
There's no question that Madden, you know, the two people that Fox went after when Fox got the contract to give it instant credibility were John Madden, as far as the games were concerned, and Terry Bradshaw, as far as the studio was concerned. And the company, the division, was built around those two, John with the games, Terry with the studio. John Madden himself has always said that the game is the thing. So as long as you've got a good competitive game, people will tune in. Certainly announcers can only enhance that. And John is absolutely the very best that there has been thus far at doing that. I miss him as a friend because he was always helpful to me in giving me the subtleties and nuances from his perspective of whatever was taking place with the game or issues and the like. And it helped me to prepare to do my job better in setting up questions for my colleagues in the studio, so I miss him from that standpoint, and I would have to wait and let the viewers weigh in on that. But, you know, the game is still the thing, and we're up in ratings, which is a good thing in terms of games, and our studio has certainly been holding forth. So it just goes to show, you know what, that we're all dispensable in that regard, but there's no question that he brings an awful lot to the table, and I think that he and Al Michaels are only going to continue to mesh to bring us an A-level product as far as Monday Night Football is concerned.
How about old Nancy? What are your thoughts about, we have Jim Nance on the show, and mm-hmm. frankly,
yep.
The guy really, he is a psychiatrist's degree.
JB, we've always felt that he's just a little uptight.
We're trying to help him, and I mean, last week...
And I think we are helping him, Doug, I really do.
Last week I had him, I was screaming, who's the man? And I had him screaming, I'm the man.
Jim Nance screaming?
We did indeed, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
You got Jim Nance loose like that?
I would venture to say, and I don't think I'm overstating it, when you hear Jim Nance on our show, you hear a different guy than anybody hears or sees on television.
Wow.
It's pretty over the top, and of course we use you guys as the king of the hill, and it's like, come on, Jim, show some more confidence.
Hey,
you're the
kudos
man.
Kudos to you guys if you got that. And let me tell you, Jim Nance is a friend of mine. As you well know, I worked with him at CBS for
right.
a long time, and I was so very happy when I got news that he was being inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in the broadcaster's wing, and you know what an honor to be so young and to be inducted that way. But Jim Nance is a good guy. I have nothing to say about him. He was always extremely helpful to me and still a good friend. I'm just happy to hear you all got him loose. I like to see him on a dance floor now.
He said he's gonna take his shirt off and walk down Fifth Avenue when he got done with us last week.
Absolutely.
Hey, you know what, but the nicest thing is listening to Terry Bradshaw and Howie Long talk about you guys and said, oh man, you know what? We got to be ready when we go on Don and Mike because those guys are sharp. I mean, as a matter of fact, Howie says, I hang on afterwards just to make sure what they're saying because that's a rough group, boy.
You tell Terry that when we had him on, I think, twice last year.
The second time Terry was on last year, he slayed us.
He killed us.
Absolutely slayed the dragon.
He killed us.
And he killed us because he was talking about his divorce. And I swear to God, I have not laughed harder at Terry Bradshaw
in my life. Is there anything sacred as far as his personal life is concerned?
No. And we love that. We really do.
No.
You know what? And today, unfortunately, but understandably so, he was extremely somber because he was just about to fly out of Pittsburgh where they had
Webster.
The funeral services. Yeah,
right.
Webster.
Right.
And, you know, Terry was the last to speak there. And he said, you know, standing there with the coffin in front of him just really was so hard. And he says, and of course, you know, I'm the only one that broke. But, you know, for all of Terry's bombast and self-deprecating humor, and you guys know he's a wonderful comedic talent. He's a lot quicker than that perception of him being the rube and the country bumpkin.
Yeah.
He's very sharp and quick, and what
right.
obviously makes him a great guest on your show. Terry really is a very sensitive guy and a caring guy, and I knew it was going to be awfully tough for him today. And anyway, so we're looking forward to welcoming him back to the family this weekend because he's going through a real tough time.
I remember at the when Terry Bradshaw was brought into the Hall of Fame, one of the things he said was, what I wouldn't give for one more time to go out on the field, he says, and see Lynn Swann and,
right.
and Stallworth, and to put my hands under Mike Webster's butt.
Right, right.
And it got a big laugh, but I knew what he was saying. He wanted just to go out with his boys.
Yeah, he wanted one last time.
And
his center, you know, which they had a very close relationship.
Well, and you know, in terms of speaking, as you guys know, Terry, I remember asking him about that prior to being a presenter for Mike Webster, and he said as he was sitting there going through the presentations, he's thinking, gosh, this is awfully somber and sterile, and we ought to be having a good time. He threw his speech away and got up and just ad-libbed that, and you're right. When he said, what would I give to put my hands up under your butt one more time? I mean, just went berserk, you know. But that's Terry. His comedic timing is sensational.
And the last thing I have to ask you, the new thing on the show, since Jimmy Johnson was there before, because Jimmy Kimmel was on studio, but Jillian Barbary. How did Jimmy Johnson react to Jillian Barbary? Because now he's the
great question.
Because now Jimmy Johnson is physically,
yes,
he's in Collinsworth's seat, he's physically the closest to Jillian Barbary.
Great question.
Jillian made a comment with week one. She didn't know that fourth seat had a swivel mode to it. Jimmy Johnson had that chair turned and riveted for Jillian Barbary. I could not believe the comments coming out of his mouth, which is what prompted my ad lib. You know, Jimmy's got an awful lot of property in Florida, and I know he wants to keep it, so he better take his remarks from that point forward. Thank goodness his wife didn't see that segment.
Yeah. And JB, I know that you know you get your balls busted on the show all the time. What is wrong with the Redskins?
You know what? John Madden probably said it best, and everybody was talking about the system that Steve Spurrier was bringing here. The system, there's nothing wrong with the system. It is conceptually sound. They still need some players in that system. And you know what? No matter how you cut it, you go from one regime last year to a new, with a new one this year with different players and different coaches in place. It's going to take some time. Now, the ingredients are there, and I firmly believe that Steve Spurrier and Marvin Lewis will be successful. It just may not be as successful as you're expecting this year because there's some adjustment. And hey, for Steve to go from saying that, you know, Patrick Ramsey probably wasn't going to see any time this year because he was late, to now talking about playing him, what does that indicate to you in terms of where they are in size and what they have? And I understand Shane Matthews is a little hurt, but you know, the talent never was A-level talent on the offensive end, but still enough to be competitive in today's business of football where parity, or if you want to be the cynical one and say mediocrity, they still have an opportunity to do well, but they still need some top-flight talent.
Well, you know, they talk about the offense so much when you're talking about the Redskins and Steve Spurrier, but what I've heard also is that the defense in general lacks speed, and that's why when they come up against an offense that can move a lot quicker, they're getting beaten. What do you think about that?
Well, and coupled with if you're not really getting a big push up front or having a speed rusher or a pass rusher to get to the quarterback to disrupt him, then yeah, you can take advantage.
Look,
even though I think our secondary is second to none, but hey, they've got to, their front seven has got to get the pressure on him.
Look at Michael Mara doing his homework.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been paying a little more attention, you know. I mean, I'm trying. You know,
it's all right. Mike, I like that.
Thank you, buddy.
And JB, got to know right now, I would say the best team in the NFC is the Eagles, and the best team in the AFC would be the Patriots. What are your thoughts?
You know what? I don't think you can go against the New England Patriots because they are the defending Super Bowl champions, and until dethroned, you know what? Give them their credit. Miami's playing well, although folks think they may fade toward the end as they've done before. Cleveland, I think, is going to be a bit of a surprise to folks, and Denver is playing some excellent football, especially on the defensive side. But in the NFC, you know what? I would go, you know what, I would go that route in terms of Philadelphia right now, but there's so many other teams that are fairly close. New Orleans can be a real bear of a squad. No need, didn't mean to mix metaphors there, but they really could be.
All right, so you would have
I'll go along with what you say. I would not argue against Philadelphia, and I certainly wouldn't argue against New England. Although, you know, it'll be interesting. I think St. Louis may still have the ability to come back, although 0-3.
All right, let's pick the top five games.
Okay.
Very quickly, and let you get on your plane and get out to Hollywood.
Okay, fire away.
First game, Carolina at Green Bay. Here's a shock. I will take the Packers. Mike?
I will take the Packers also.
I'm going to go with the Packers as well.
Cleveland at Pittsburgh. Wow, if the Steelers lose, they are 0-3. I'll take Pittsburgh. Mike?
They're going to be 0-3. I'll take Cleveland.
I'm going to go with Cleveland. I think folks are going to continue to throw on Pittsburgh until they show they can defend it.
Dallas at St. Louis. If the Rams are ever going to win, it is the right Rams.
Yeah, absolutely, St. Louis.
Wow, you know what? Hard to bet against St. Louis, although I think St. Louis is going to see an awful lot of blitzing because of Orlando Pace, their tackle is hurt. But having said that, I'm going to go with St. Louis, too.
Okay. Miami at Kansas City.
Boy.
That's a tough one. Jesus. Miami, Mike.
I was waiting to see who you pick. I'm going to take Miami also.
I'm with Miami as well.
And Tennessee at Oakland.
Ooh.
You know, that Tennessee's a tough team to figure out this year. I'll go with Oakland.
I'm going to take Tennessee.
Boy. I'm going to go. It's in Oakland?
It's in Oakland.
I'm going to go with Oakland.
Go with Oakland.
Yeah.
Go with Oakland.
You know what? You guys are good.
Yeah. You know what, JB? You are good, and your show is good, and you kick ass, and you're always a great guest, and thank you for the time, man.
Hey, love you guys very much, and the next time you get to see if Jim Nance can sing a James Brown tune. All he has to do is just grunt and groan if he can do a James Brown tune.
And say hi to the gorgeous Howie Long for us, please.
Yeah. Most certainly will.
Tell Howard we said hello. All right.
Thank you. Well. Hey, God bless you guys.
All right, God bless you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's local guy James Brown.
A little different with him than with Nancy. No offense to Nancy, but...
Well, you know, king of the mountain.
I mean, you're like... He uses big words and stuff.
Yeah.
James Brown. I don't have to tell him he's the man.
I love talking to him.
He kind of knows he's the man.
Good guy. He's a real nice guy.
Good guy. James Brown. JD from Fox NFL Sunday. Like, I need to tell you that. All right. Thank you, James Brown. Oh, call 100 times. Yesterday on the show, I thought for sure we were going to have a winner.
Yeah, now Buzz and I have both figured it out now.
So, does anybody want to bet? I got $20 that says call 100 does not get the secret sound.
I think they're going to get it.
I think
they're going to get it, Don. I'm going to bet you.
You can't write me an IOU.
He just did.
I'm not taking an IOU.
It's right here, though. It's right there on that piece of paper.
You don't have $20?
I do not. I don't have it in my possession currently.
Buzz, I'll bet you then.
I can't bet against you. I agree. I don't think they'll get it. I mean, I will. I'll go to the money machine during one of the commercial breaks.
No, you won't.
The one we have here in the building.
No, you won't.
I'll send someone out. I'll cover you, Mike.
No, you won't.
You'll cover me, Buzz?
Yeah, I'll cover you.
All right. I'll pay you back. I'll gladly pay you Monday.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, I have to go to the money machine at some point today because it's Friday. I have to get my stack of cash.
Because you're naked without cash.
Absolutely. You got to throw those hundreds around.
Call 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Call 100.
Yes. What's your name?
Greg.
Hey, Greg, where are you from?
Manassas.
Greg, you won the Blockbuster prize pack. Great prize for Blockbuster.
Cool.
The 52-week rental card. That means you can get a movie, a DVD, a video game every week for a whole year from Blockbuster Video.
Sweet.
Now, for goodness sake.
Have you been listening, Greg?
Yes, sir.
We've virtually given this thing away. I mean, we've announced on the air virtually what the secret sound is. We will play it for you, sir, and give you 15 seconds.
Sir.
Identify it and win $100. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Anthony Newley.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Boy, I could have an extra 20 spot in my wallet today.
Yes.
Look at that.
What time now am I?
Yeah. Yeah. You got old AJ on that $20 bill, old Andy Jackson on there.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, AJ?
I'm doing pretty good, Don.
Okay. Do you think the guy's going to win the contest?
No way. He's a dumbass.
All right.
All right, let's find out.
That was a great playlist.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
As I'm actually holding up the little
It's rare that we get a puppet show in here.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
That was terrific.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Andy.
You got a big Friday night?
Yeah, no, not particularly.
Oh, you're lying. I know you do.
Yeah, well, not really.
Don't lie to old age, Andy.
Okay, yeah, I do have a big Friday night plan, like they all are.
You got a shiny shirt on.
Yes,
I do. You got your mafia shirt on.
I do indeed. Yes, I
yeah,
do.
That's a new guy indoors. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's Friday. You never know where you'll end up. You know, want to keep versatile.
$100. What does that sound?
Is it loading the ink cartridge into a printer?
Oh. Is it loading the ink cartridge into a computer? Could you please repeat that?
Loading the ink cartridge into a printer?
There's a reason I'm dancing, Mark.
Go, Mike, buy yourself a nice whore.
Buzz, you're in that, right? So you owe me too, right?
No.
No, I was just going to cover you in case you're lost.
There you go. All you right. Got my $20, and you, my friend, have $100.
Thanks.
And Rob, I'm going to write down the next sound.
I don't know. Now, you're writing it down for Rob to go out and record it?
No, let's... Yeah.
Color or black and white printer, sir?
Yeah, I don't have it carded out, but I agree with it.
Do you have it?
Yeah,
Excuse me, I just yawned. I can't believe I did that.
We've got the next sound.
Yeah. Wow.
The same one. Because
well, that dancing got me exhausted.
That one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. That's the next one.
Ready to go for Monday.
All right, on Monday.
It's easy next time.
Congratulations. Now, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the clues I gave you. In a modern home.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'd have a computer.
Right.
Yeah. Run by electricity.
Yeah.
Tim Sabian,
yeah.
WYSP, you know, he's with the charts and graphs and audience research, goes through these things all the time.
He likes the color, Richard.
The color. And then there was the thing about, it had something to do with PC for personal computer.
PC, right, exactly.
And then yesterday with the whole debacle with the color printer.
Yeah,
that was and then
giveaway.
The sound, in fact, well, Rob, did you take it away already?
Oh, I have it right here.
The sound is loading a cartridge into a printer.
That's it.
That's snapping what it is.
Snapping.
Now, I really hope that the next secret sound doesn't sound anything like that. But it will.
No, it doesn't.
It'll be a clicking, over-modulated sound.
No,
sound like a stapler.
No, it doesn't.
You'll be pleased with the fidelity, but...
I'd like to hear a wet sound eventually.
Well, perhaps later on this evening.
Now, we got a couple of... thank you for listening.
You are killing me.
Thank you.
We got a couple of ways we can go here.
Right.
And,
oh, no.
We got a very white tribute.
Speaking of.
Standing by.
That'll bring up the phlegm.
Or we can give away a trip to Iceland now.
You know where I end up on that.
Yeah. I know.
You know, we did it late in the show, the Barry White tribute.
Just gave away money, you know.
Yeah, all right.
You teased it for today.
We might as well. We'll do it. Rob, get it ready. We'll all do right. Barry White is, he's now, I know we got a break. He's not dead, Buzz.
No,
but
no.
He's what he's
a kidney failure. He's on dialysis. He needs a new kidney. He needs a donation.
So we're going to play the support song.
Yeah, and also we'll play the tape of Barry White cutting a commercial.
Cutting a what?
I'm cutting a commercial, Tony. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yes, you're talking to us. Hi.
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 This Stretch in Anthony, Kansas.
Hello, Stretch. How are you?
Shocker. What can we do for you?
I was just wondering about that sex doctor you had on the show here a while back.
Look how Buzz just kind of mops his brow when someone from Kansas calls in.
I feel for Buzz. I'm sad for him when we get this call.
Buzz, don't worry, just because you're from Kansas.
Well, that doctor was a long time ago, sir. Well, what about it?
I'm just wondering when he's going to have her on again.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's a fair question.
Would that be Dr. Natasha you're talking about?
She really turned me on when you had her.
Okay.
When you had her on her show.
She's hot.
Good for you, Stretch. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, the name is Stretch.
Yeah, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Leah Remini has a restaurant, a family restaurant down in L.A.
What? I actually understand what this guy's talking about.
She owns a restaurant?
I think her mother does.
Yes. Huh.
Have you seen...
Brilliant.
Is it called...
It's called...
Leah's Look Around Cafe?
No, it's the Scavatorium.
No, I'm serious.
It's bitches, isn't it?
It's Vivian.
Bitches. Welcome to Bitches. Hello and welcome to Bitches.
All right, table for two at Bitches.
I was watching that the awful show, the Jillian Barbary show, the one that's on in the middle of the day?
Right.
The one where they just scream at each other, where there's Jillian Barbary and some other chick wearing a halter top and and like a Ted Baxter guy in the middle. They ran it on Channel 5 at 1 o'clock.
Oh, really?
It's a morning show for Los Angeles.
Okay.
And they taped the layup.
Right.
And it's just these two annoying hot women.
That freeform Fox format?
Yeah, and they were doing the thing. Leah's mother opened a restaurant in Studio City or in Burbank, and they had a live camera shot out there. And it was a hideous piece.
Really?
And Leah didn't look happy during the piece. And Leah's mother was, as she always is,
just really sullen and serious.
Just light and airy and really happy to be alive.
What was her mother's first name? I forgot.
Con.
Boys.
I don't remember her mom's name.
Anyway, too, at bitches.
Did you see the restaurant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what did you think of it?
It looked like a dive. It looked like a little corner cafe.
Like a little restaurant lounge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it attached to a motel?
I hear they serve scorn.
Welcome to Bitches. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
What a great name for a restaurant, though.
Hello, Bitches.
I want to give Buzz his props, man. He made it funny and you guys missed it.
No, really? They never missed it.
What was that?
When he said, when the caller guessed, Buzz said it was a color or a black and white printer. That was funny.
That was under the radar, yeah.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Thanks for calling, Bitches. Hi.
What's happening?
Hi.
Hey, I got Patrick Ewing right over here at Starbucks in Chinatown. I want to give a big shout-out. Ready?
All right, go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Ewing, hi. This is JP from the Don and Mike Show. How are you? Don and Mike's a big fan. Will you come on the air for 1 second?
All right, way to go.
Somebody tells me this might not really be Patrick Ewing.
But hello there, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Very good, Don. Mr. Ewing.
Don with
Yeah, all right.
Hello, guys.
Oh, Tom, not today. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Bitches, can you hold? That's how they answer the phone at the restaurant. Hello, Bitches, can you hold?
No, it's Bitches, please hold.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Hey, did you see that Justin Timberlake finally admitted that he banged Britney like the poor young he was?
Not a virgin, all that, all those claims that he did her.
Right. Of course.
He did her good.
Of course he did.
I was shocked.
Doing her on the Mickey Mouse Club. Come on, please. Back in the day, he was doing her. She's all worn out.
And he did Lance Bass, too.
Don and Mike, Lance Ass.
He did Lance.
Hello, Don and Mike.
He lanced his bass.
Hello. What are we doing? Hi, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? You guys got a tight show today.
Thanks.
I love your show.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hey.
You want to see how tight the show is?
You know how tight your show is?
Right.
It's
the Don and Mike Show.
I work at 11:40.
I guess I'm old-fashioned, but I don't like to talk on the Senate floor about the kind of stuff that has been funded. The taxpayers' money used for it. Like the woman who smeared herself with chocolate.
Lisa.
And urinated on the stage.
Lisa Hunt.
And invited people to come up and...
Playboy.
How to put it delicately, I guess there's no way to conduct the gynecological examination.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. They're ready, you can believe.
Right.
Fantastic.
How's your taint? The Don and Mike Show.
Ain't bad.
Ain't bad at all.
Don and Mike, hello.
With something strange in the neighborhood, who are you gonna call? Rob Spiewak. When the boy is born, he'll have a brown shirt on. Who are you gonna blame? Rob Spiewak. A male doc with a mini mustache and a big old head. It looks like his dad. Rob Spiewak.
Mom, why does it look like a ghost? Come on. Mom, why does that look like a ghost?
Yeah, Don Mike
Rule. He's doing the Ghostbusters.
Well, you know what? That was a terrific playlist.
Yeah, hello, Don and Mike.
A musical.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, hi.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
How's it going?
Okay.
Calling from the Slower Lower Eastern Shore.
If everybody would stop asking us how we're doing.
The Slower Lower Eastern Shore.
What can we do for you?
Hey, I was wondering the next time you guys come down to Ocean City, if you want to step up to my restaurant, I'll hook you up with some big Grey Goose martinis.
Where's your restaurant? I think that's a nice invitation. It's a cheap attempt for a plug, but I don't care.
Whatever. I'm just a bartender.
Oh, you're just a bartender?
You don't care. Never mind.
All right, good.
Thank you. Now, Buzz had news yesterday during his news show about Barry White.
Yes. Barry White, who we have paid tribute to on this show many, many times.
Yesterday, you heard it when you heard this distinctive sound.
Here's Radio 156, Headline News.
Barry White, I guess, is the member of the One Kidney Club, as I am. And
they already pop one out?
You know, I don't know what the kidney count is on Barry White. I just know that he needs one. He's on dialysis in the meantime. He's waiting for a donor.
Yeah, Rob indicates that he has six of them.
Six.
I thought I read somewhere he already has one.
Mm, could be. Well,
I know that. I know that most times, if you got two, you can get by with one.
Right.
I get by with one.
Right, right.
And the deal, I know the deal with me and the doctors is if anything, you know, God forbid, was to happen. At that point,
somebody has to donate you one.
Yeah, and I'm up S Creek because I'm
you have a special. You don't know the blood type or the kidney type. And
generally, it comes from a family member.
Yeah,
and I guess I could go to Bart, but he's about it. Either Bart or Amy.
And no guarantee because my aunt has had two kidneys donated to her. She's of eight siblings, and only two of them met.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Of eight.
That's frequently the case.
Well, anyway, I live with this horror every day, and I am able to come in here and perform for you.
God. That's really heavy.
What are you doing?
No, it's heavy. I'm not busting your balls. That's that. But you've researched it, right? And like in the
no, I've researched. I'm up S Creek. If something happens to my kidney, and I had the medical stuff recently, and I told you that I haven't bored everybody on the show.
Yeah, you've done your kidney though is doing okay now, right?
Now it's doing okay.
Like, right.
3 or 4 months ago, not so okay.
Right, right.
Now it's doing okay.
Good.
But if something ever happens, Mike, you have my number.
Yeah, thank you.
Doc. Anyway, listen, Barry White is.
You wouldn't want mine, that's for sure.
Barry White is going through a tough time, and we want to celebrate Barry White. We love Barry White.
Mm-hmm. He's a big man.
We normally do the Barry White birthday show.
Right.
Excuse me, the Barry White birthday show.
Right.
Let's start.
Yes?
With a tape that I believe only this show has.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard this on another radio show before. Great, great, great tape of Barry White attempting to do a commercial.
And having a very difficult time with it and getting very angry. It's a slow burn. He gets slowly very frustrated.
One of the best tapes I've ever heard from our collection.
Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. May be an array of international stars and celebrities from all over, from the world. Hi, this is Barry White.
Hi, Barry.
Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Every Saturday and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th.
It's so good.
The first bang to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th in Waco, Texas. I'm cutting the out, Tony. Jesus. Hi, this is Barry White.
Hi, Barry.
Paul Quinn College cordially invite you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, one more time. Invite you to a weekend in Waco, Texas, Saturday and Sunday.
It's such bad copy, too.
Hi, this is Barry White.
Hi, Barry.
Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. As the... Hi, this is Barry White.
I'm Barry.
Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
He always takes it from the top.
This gala weekend will include the welcoming of celebrities, reception on Friday, the first, second, and third round of tennis tournaments.
It is.
First, second, and third.
First time I've really realized how bad the copy is that I'm working with.
Hi, this is Barry White.
Hi, Barry.
Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. One more time. Hi, this is Barry White. And Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas. Welcoming celebrities to reception on Friday. Let's take it after the 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Let's take it there.
Okay?
Okay.
Do it over. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn Cottage cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas, on Friday. This ass these words up, man. I mean, he's got words that he don't even need.
Right. He's right.
Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming celebrity reception on Friday, the first, second, and third rounds of the tennis tournament, the Barry White concert with the Love Unlimited Orchestra.
He's doing good on this one.
And the post-concert reception on Saturday. And a championship semi-finals. Of this, man, I'm going to cut this off. All right, fuck this. I'm going to take it up to... I'm going to stop that.
Let's see.
Get your tickets now. Hi, this is Barry White.
Hi, Barry.
I'm from college, and of course, cordially.
From the beginning, he's doing it again.
Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend on Friday, Saturday, just a bit. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College.
That's where he quits.
Oh, man.
Lord Jesus.
Not many better than that one.
Oh,
not many better. And that was, that's fantastic. Yeah.
Lord Jesus. That man needs a kidney or something, so.
Gets through the Love and Limited Orchestra, and then he really loses it.
Anyway, who doesn't love Barry White?
Nobody. I've heard people say that. Anything is not there for you, baby. I don't know about that. There are times we love, we share love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough. Getting a little wet. You can believe the predator. take the rest of my life.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Fantastic. Very well. Get well.
Very well.
Get well soon, Barry. Please do.
Oh, God.
Wow. Oh, my. Oh, my. No.
You know, it's like Karen Carpenter.
I know. I know. You just can't get enough.
Can't stop.
Can't get enough of your love. Yeah, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Get close to the radio. Turn it up a little bit right now. I think you'll enjoy it.
would be,
oh, my God.
He's going to need more than a kidney.
Oh, God.
I'm in pain.
I am in physical pain right now.
It is.
Oh, God.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh, my jaw hurts.
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Well, you know, much like Barry Bud, we kind of have to get it out of the system here. Oh, man. I must say, this is a masterpiece.
I can easily feel myself slipping into more and more waves. The world knows. Nobody but you. We've got a certificate.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
All right. Okay.
A musical tribute.
There you go. There you go. Okay. That's
a tribute to Barry White.
I brought up lung matter for 15 years ago. Jesus.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
I don't, you know what?
What?
It's been that way since I've been in seventh grade.
Doesn't matter.
Sorry, that is funny. It's magic.
Nothing
it
better
is
than Barry White Day. On
absolutely.
Show. Nothing better.
I laughed like a child.
You're well, you know, the thing is, the music and the pauses lend to the farting.
Perfect. Yes, they do.
It's a mixture of the beautiful orchestra and the pausing and then the farting.
Inside the comedy mind.
Inside the serious business of comedy.
Oh, all right. God. Wow.
No, we have laughed.
We kid because we love.
Yeah. We have laughed.
Yeah. Right.
The question is, are we laughed out?
Mm-hmm.
Because I pose to you, it's time for Make Us Laugh.
Oh, my God.
We have a trip.
Maybe because it's Friday, it'll be something special.
We have a trip to Iceland to give away.
Iceland.
Yes, Iceland. Thank you, Buzz. And this is the last trip of the week.
I know I speak personally when I say because of the Barry White segment preceding this, it's going to be tougher for me this time.
And for me.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Because, you know, I'm busted one when we're doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of spent.
I had to have Rob take the CD out of here. I've been 4 hours. I've got a double Barry White CD.
I really am worried, like, I'd break something in my head. Like an aneurysm or something like that.
Yeah. The challenge is to you, our fabulous listeners.
That's right.
Who can make us laugh?
Absolutely.
Now, you got to make both Mike and I laugh. Sometimes one of us will laugh, sometimes the other, but you got to get both of us together.
And really, when it works, the whole room breaks up.
And if you make us laugh, here's your trip. A two-night, three-day vacation for two to Iceland, courtesy of Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. Visit IcelandAir.com for details on Iceland Airwaves Music Festival, the coolest festival. Now, the dealio on this is, if you live in D.C. or Baltimore or Norfolk or Virginia Beach or Philadelphia,
right,
you're set. Because you can easily get to BWI Airport,
right,
where Iceland Air flies out of.
Are we on in Richmond?
We sure are.
Very good.
And Virginia Beach and Norfolk and Philly and all those other cities.
There you go.
Now, the problem lies that if you live in Seattle,
yes,
and you call in to win, the deal is you got to get yourself to Baltimore.
Yes, the flight originates from here.
Yes, just so you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the contest is open to everybody. However, it would be easier to win if you live in, you know, Washington, Baltimore, Philadelphia, some
of
this
course it would.
Phone number 877-365-3636. The first person to make us laugh wins a trip to Iceland, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Just remember what your old pal Bozo always says. Just keep laughing.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wishing ye good luck in everything. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right.
They rock.
Hey.
And that's for Tim.
Okay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Turn that thing off there, Rob. We get too much of that. Oh, we got some good stuff coming up. I'm waiting for Lisa to bring in the lift.
Good.
Good guest.
I like it.
Good prizes.
It's always good, too.
Good Randy games.
Ah, I like Randy games involving nudity.
You are reading my mind.
Excellent.
And the thing is, we didn't get to do it in Philly because of the lawyers. I'm going to tell you right now, the next week, we are going to be doing the What Would You Do For A... ... contest.
Very good.
And I do know the ... is... ... eat my Luger. It's a trip to see Creed.
All right.
And it's at a good location.
Where are they going to be?
Let you know in a second.
All right. Tammy's home?
They're going to be a busy signal.
Ah. We're going to be in Iceland?
Oh, we'll find out right now.
Okay.
I bet Lisa was on the phone with her. Call Tammy Sachs.
Mm-hmm. Tammy with her new hairdo.
It's more than a hairdo.
Yeah, it's a whole look. Looks great.
I mean, and the old look was Marvelous.
She's leaving the ranks of the single in, I believe, less than a month.
Yeah, Frieda and I spent some time with Tammy and her man, Jersey Joe, mm-hmm. when we were on vacation. Very nice couple. She's not
here. Promotions.
Tammy.
Yes.
Hey, it's us.
Hi.
Hi. Where was that Creed trip to?
Alcatraz.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful San Francisco. Yeah.
That's next Thursday, right?
Absolutely. All I'll give you all the copy on it on Monday.
All right. Thank you, Tammy.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There she is, lovely Tammy Sachs.
Yes, soon to be Mrs. Jersey Joe.
Yeah, he's a lucky son of a bitch.
Yes, he is.
He really is. Boy, oh boy. If I had a dollar for every time I've undressed Tammy with my eyes.
Yeah, Tammy's up there. She's in the top five.
Yep. She is way up there. Great promotions director, and that's a great prize. So that's when it'll be Thursday.
Hell, she's in the top one.
A trip.
Isn't she? I mean, really. I mean, Tammy would be, over the years that we've worked here, she'd be our number one as far as undressing with her eyes.
She's it, yeah.
She's the one.
Right. Oh, you mean in this building?
Yeah.
As far as women we've undressed with our eyes?
And especially if you consider the fact we've worked with her so long.
Yeah. I mean, well, there's lots of women we've undressed with our eyes.
Well, we undress every woman with our eyes.
Mm. We just lost another good one, though.
Yeah.
With Jessica Biel.
Mm-hmm. Jessica Biel's last day today.
I thought it was yesterday.
No, she's in the building today.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah, I wasn't able to make it to her going away celebration last night, so I apologized. And she was back there training her her new person.
Her new ugly replacement?
No.
Is it a male?
It's a female.
Is she hot?
Yeah, she's an attractive woman.
Did you catch her name? I haven't gotten her name.
No, I haven't got her name, but, you know, not bad at all.
Just for ease, can we just call her Jessica?
Sure, Jessica too.
Yeah, it would be much easier.
Like a robot. Like their Android. This is the Jessica 2 model.
Anyway.
Jessica Ott 2.
A trip to Alcatraz out to San Francisco to see Creed. We'll give that away on next Thursday's episode when we play What Would You Do for a Trip to San Francisco to see Creed at Alcatraz.
Fantastic.
Now we're going to try Make Us Laugh.
Now this game has been very successful.
Yes, yes, it has.
It's also failed the last time we played it.
Yes, it has.
I'm in the mood.
We didn't get a winner.
No, I disagree.
Did we get a winner last time?
The last time, we had a 10-minute limit, and I believe we got the winner, like, at 9...
Yeah, maybe you're right.
58.
Maybe you're absolutely right.
Last minute. Now, Robbie, and that would have to... Did we get a winner the last time?
Yes, we did. At very, very close to the last minute. And the new Jessica is named Rhea.
Rhea. Dia. Ghana.
Perlman.
Let's play now. I'm going to put a 10-minute limit on this game.
All right.
Hey, that always makes it tough.
Okay, of course.
Is that an absolute ceiling?
Well, never. But we'll start with 10 minutes.
I'll start the tick-tock at 8 minutes, and your final 2 minutes will count down.
Okay. Then.
Very good.
Then, without further ado, we just go to your on-screen telephone call at 877-365-3636, and we ask you... Simply make us laugh.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, Don and Mike? You guys know what the most confusing holiday is in Harlem?
Father's Day.
What about this?
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, make us laugh.
Yeah, what does a gay cow eat?
What does a gay cow eat?
Hey!
Not good.
No. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like to share with you guys what I call J-O-ing.
Yes.
That is hiding in the bathroom, beating the snot out of my little brother.
Again, the name of the game is Make Us Laugh, not Make Us Want to Come to Your House and Beat You Up. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hi.
What did Rob A. say when he walked into a Jewish gay bar?
What did Rob A. say when he walked into a Jewish gay bar?
Hello? Can someone push in my stool, please?
Don and Mike, hello, make us laugh.
That's not true.
Don and Mike.
You got to sit
not even, not even close. I mean, no. Not even not funny, just so not funny that it has to make one angry.
Yeah, but Mike, that is the joy of make us laugh.
This is true.
That when we finally get the one.
Oh, the joy that we feel.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Make us laugh.
All right, Chinese guy walks into a bar, black guy behind it. And Chinese guy says, give me a drink, darky. And the black guy says, what'd you say? And the Chinese guy says, give me a drink, black ass. And the Chinese guy, or the black guy says, how would you like it? I would kid walked into the bar and said that to you. So he's like, let's try that. Black guy walks into the bar while a Chinese guy behind him says, give me a drink, goof. Chinese guy says, sorry, we don't serve niggers here.
No, really. Wrong show.
Get the wrong show, Aiden.
Wrong show, douchebag. Not funny.
God, please. No bigots applied, please.
Don Mike, hello.
Make me a goof.
good. Making you good.
Negative.
Sorry.
Don and Mike. Hi, make us laugh.
You know the best part of a BJ?
What?
The silence.
Don and Mike, make us laugh.
This one's really for Rob Moore. Did you hear about the new women's facility, Tempora House? It's for shelter for lightly battered women. Come on.
I laughed. Mike didn't.
Well, I tried. Thanks, guys.
I smiled.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I'm trapped in John Madden's colon. Help me, it's horrible in here.
Some people do the freeform stuff, you know. They're trying, that's okay.
We applaud that. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Anthony C. Do you have any air conditioning units that I can repair?
You know, maybe a month and a half ago, that might have made us.
Not contemporary.
Don and Mike, hello.
How can you tell when a teamster dies?
How can you tell when a what?
When a teamster dies.
Oh.
When the donut drops from his hand.
When a who dies?
When a donut. And you know what? Dial your cell phones in so they don't drop out when you're telling your joke.
Don and Mike, hi. Make us laugh.
Trying to get angry here.
Don't get angry, Mike.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
It's the 5 o'clock hour.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
That's it. Come on.
I made Mike laugh. I smiled. I didn't laugh.
Stupid.
Hey, you good there?
It was just funny. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike, Buzz.
Yeah.
What do two gay guys call a rubber?
What?
Seal-a-meal.
Peel-a-meal?
Seal-a-meal.
Seal-a-meal. Right. Goodbye. Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Hi, Don and Mike. What does a Christmas tree and a priest have in common?
What do a Christmas tree and a priest have in common?
What?
They both have balls for decoration.
Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Do you believe that was incorrectly told?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Don and Mike, hello. It had the joke had something to do with balls.
Yeah, but not just
for decoration.
Balls. Right.
Because a priest uses his balls. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes. Don and Mike.
Some priests do. Hello.
Oh, well, thank you.
So, you know, sometimes that's best.
Right.
You just, you know, it's like a Top Gun. You just hit the eject and Maverick is out.
Bail. But be careful because, you know, Goose hit his head on the canopy.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, make us laugh.
Hey, Don, do you remember your first DJ?
Well, he's going to say I do.
Directed at me, yes.
But did you spit or swallow?
Yeah. I mean, you know, or worse, some variation there.
Hi, Don and Mike.
What's brown wraps on your bedroom window?
What is brown and wraps on your bedroom window?
Yeah.
What?
Poo on stilts.
Poo on stilts.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
I don't have to, jerkheads.
What?
I don't have to. You can't make me. Quit ordering me around. You guys are jerks.
But I'll give this guy credit. He's trying to be original.
I'm chuckling, and it is original.
I'm not.
I know.
Yeah. All right, goodbye.
You're a jerk.
Goodbye. Hi, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Don and Mike, guy comes home from work. His wife's laying on the bed with crotchless panties. She says, you want some of this, big boy? He says, hell no. Nah, look what it did to your underwear.
Now, Rob was cackling in the background.
I almost laughed. Mike almost laughed.
Right.
Rob did laugh.
Yes.
Rob doesn't count, though.
I don't.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Rob's a little woozy.
Hi, make us laugh.
Hi, what's the difference between a priest and acne?
What?
I've heard this.
Acne doesn't come on your face until you're 13.
Don and Mike, hi, make us laugh.
Mike, I'm drawing up a full price contract on your house. When would you like to settle?
I don't get that one.
Yeah, I don't either.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
I think when they're directed at one of us, we really don't. You know, I got the BJ one. You didn't want about your house.
Yeah, I mean, I'm selling my house, so I don't know what it's, you know.
Well, maybe that was a real perspective box.
Then I'd laugh. Then he'd win.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don and Mike, it's a hot summer night. Two old guys are sitting on the porch. The dog down in front of them. The dog's licking his privates. The old guy looks at the other guy and says, boy, I wish I could do that.
Don't you think you should ask his permission first?
Goodbye. Hi, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Yes, the other day I got separated from my wife, and it was really bad. I had to go to the doctor because my member was turning orange. And he says, the doctor says, well, what's the matter? Are you doing anything unusual? And he said, no, not really. I'm just eating keto and watching pornos.
Donna Mike Mays laugh. Please.
And that eating Cheetos watching porno is a, there's a better joke there.
There is.
That we've heard.
Don and Mike, hi, make us laugh.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, here we go. Elmer Fudd in Vietnam. Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting Vietnamese. Bum, 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 bum. Pow! Oh, the horror. The horror. I killed the poor Vietnamese.
That made me smile.
Elmer Fudd's funny.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Make us laugh.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Can I speak to Don and Mike?
Hello, make us laugh, please. Don and Mike show.
Congratulations, Mrs. Spiewak. It's a baby potato head.
Don and Mike, make us laugh.
What do you call a deer with no eyes?
What do you call a deer with no eyes?
Yeah.
What do you call a deer with no eyes?
No idea.
Don't laugh at that.
Oh, my God.
I'm the only one. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm allowed everything.
I'm allowed.
Sometimes I'm very surprised.
I'm allowed an indiscretion, Mom.
Yes, absolutely.
Up, and now we're down to the two-minute drill.
Uh-oh.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Yeah, what's 12 inches long and can make any woman scream?
What?
Crib death.
Don and Mike, not funny.
No.
Hello,
no.
Make us laugh.
Hey, Don came home the other day and Frida was packing her bags and he said, what's going on? She says, I'm going to Vegas because I heard you can get $100 every time you have sex. So Don started packing his bags and she said, what are you doing? She said, I'm going with you. I want to see how you can live on $100 a year.
I love it when the jokes are personalized. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, very customized joke there.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh. Hello?
Freezer box.
Pardon?
Freezer box.
No, Freezer box.
No, that worked one time before. Hi, Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Why do women have cramps?
Why?
Because they deserve it.
Okay, you got Mike, you didn't get me.
Sorry.
Don and Mike show. Hi, make us laugh.
Hello?
1 minute left. Make us laugh.
Call us to the bar, see a horse, and a sign says...
Get a phone that works.
No. Hi, Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Cop pulls a guy over for speeding. He says to the guy, your eyes look red. Have you been drinking? The guy says no to the cop. He looks at the cop and says, your eyes look glazed. Have you been eating donuts?
Don and Mike, please make us laugh. Hello.
What does Kmart and a priest have in common?
What do Kmart and a priest have in common? What?
Yes.
What?
They both have little boys.
I want you to make me laugh. Do an imitation of Carol Ann driving in Big Frida's Corvette.
Don and Mike, Megas laugh. You got all mixed up. Big Frida doesn't have a Corvette. She has a Mustang.
Right.
Hey, guys.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, I got the definition of indefinitely for you.
Yeah.
It's when your nipples are slapping her back. You are indefinitely.
I got to stop to think about that one for a second. Yeah. Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
You know what? We both laughed. It required a little fun. You're indefinitely. When your nipples are slapping her back.
You're indefinitely.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
And why not?
And once again, right at the buzzer.
I thought that was pretty funny, yeah.
I don't get it.
I get jokes.
Yeah. You're indefinitely.
You're indefinitely.
No? Are you in jokes or okay?
I get jokes. Oh, I get jokes.
He is rock.
Oh, I get it. I get jokes. Yeah, I get jokes.
Oh, I get it.
I get jokes.
I get jokes. So many factors. Yeah. Never hearing it before.
Yeah.
Right. Variation on kind of an old theme, but it worked.
And also the fact that it was coming on the heels of so many bad attempts.
Yeah, so many bad jokes, you know, offensive jokes that weren't funny.
What's the definition of indefinitely?
When your nipples are slapping her back.
Even though that was had a happy ending, it was probably our worst batch of jokes ever, don't you?
I believe, and you know, although I support the winner,
yes.
It was the weakest joke that's ever won.
Wow.
You think?
Yeah.
You know what? Weaker than freezer box?
But, Mike, you know what? That's the joy of it, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
Think about the millions of commuters trapped in crappy traffic.
Absolutely.
For them, it's not the
and we were that legitimately laughed. I laughed, and then when you pondered it, you know, indefinitely.
Oh, I get it. Like, definitely in. I get it.
Yeah, very nice.
All right, I get it.
Oh, I get it.
You know, technically, he deserves to win.
Yes, you do. And what's your name, my friend?
I'm Keith.
Where are you from, Keith?
I'm from Reno, Nevada.
Well, Keith, you've won a 2-night, 3-day trip for two to Iceland.
Wow.
Courtesy of Iceland Air.
What?
Coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. Visit IcelandAir.com for details on the Iceland Airwaves Music Festival. Music's coolest festival.
You guys rock.
Thank you, my friend. Are we on live in Reno?
Yeah, we are. We always are.
Yeah. No, we weren't for a long time. But we are now that we switched back.
Well, yeah, yeah.
All right, beautiful.
Live in the middle of the day out there.
Wonderful. Great, thanks. All right.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. What's our station? Was it the Buzz?
The Buzz, right.
Oh. The Buzz in Reno.
Love right. That town. Love Reno, Nevada.
All right, the biggest little city in America. There you go. That's how you play Make Us Laugh.
I like it.
See, and what I know is good about that is
yes.
I know at some point this weekend.
Right.
And I know what it's going to be. I'm taking my brother-in-law out tomorrow night for his birthday.
Right.
Very good. And I'm going to use it.
What do you call your nipples slapping against her back?
No, how do you define indefinitely?
Definition of indefinitely.
What's the definition of indefinitely?
When your nipples are slapping
her back, right. Then you're indefinitely.
And I know he'll do the same thing. He'll sit there and he'll go,
right.
And then he'll be,
a slow burn.
Oh,
right.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. I get joke.
Yeah. That was my pass assault.
I don't believe my nipples have ever slapped anyone's back.
Certainly not me.
I mean,
Mr. Woman on top.
I've made contact with, you know, the actual. You know what I mean? It's like from the waist down where that activity would. You'd have to be just thrusting or hurling your whole body at her.
Who's the guy? This is disgusting. But who's the guy that was telling me the other day what he was doing? He was doing a girl and that he spit on her back to indicate.
Oh, he faked it.
Yeah, he on her back, and then when she turned around. He got her with a face full.
Oh, God.
Wow. He kind of faked her out.
He beaked her.
Yeah, I don't know who it is that told me that.
Man, that's incredible.
I don't know who it is. It's somebody around here told me that.
There's somebody like that we know?
Yeah. I wish somebody around here just said, I was doing this girl the other night, and I said, I'm done. Let me.
Oh, it's Mike Friedman.
Oh, that's right. He was the engineer. Right. Right. or was it Alan? It might have been the general manager. I'm not sure. All right, that's how you play Make Us Laugh.
There you go.
Good for you guys. You pulled that one out. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me there's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. They're ready to believe.
I'll drink to that.
Men doing the work of men. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now, here we go. I got a list coming up. Take care on the show. Next week, we're going to be playing in studio. Guess That Celebrity's Mom.
Ah, very exciting.
They have a famous celebrity's mother coming in.
Good.
Wow. You like that? Guess the Celebrity's Mom.
Good.
We got a new sexpert coming in.
Another one.
Brown sugar this time.
Oh, babe.
Nice sister coming in. Sexpert Jackie Fine.
Jackie Fine.
But also, in the coming weeks, you're going to hear the return of Dr. Duty.
Ah, wonderful.
We had him on before, the BM doctor.
Yeah, he'll tell you everything you need to know about schools.
Dr. Harold Katz. A bad breast doctor.
That's fantastic. We have a lot of people in this building that need that help.
I know you're wondering how do we...
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
I know you're wondering how we get these big-time guests.
How?
Fresh breath. Really, he was a good guest. Not that the others aren't. Tom Fales.
Ah, very good. Tom Fales from the Washington Post.
And coming on to discuss his new book, Live from New York, all about Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, behind-the-scenes stuff.
Ooh. We're going to have a What Would You Do contest next Thursday to give away a trip to Alcatraz to see Creed. We've also got a 65-inch TV to give away.
All right.
Trip to Las Vegas. And Lisa's live in-studio photo shoot to submit pictures to Playboy for her Women in Radio submission.
Yeah, and I guess if they're doing the shoot in here, you and I can play amateur photographers and maybe direct the shoot.
You got that right. We got to get us some berets.
Absolutely.
Sunglasses.
We need more, dear.
Cigarette holders and berets.
Lisa, you're not giving us enough.
And, of course, the big event is the birth of Rob's son, which will happen on Monday.
Yes.
Not live on the show.
You bastard.
I don't know.
Wanted to bring the microphones in there right now.
Is it too much to have an on-air birth?
No.
I guess it is.
Yeah.
For the Speedwack.
He wants to make it some kind of private, loving family.
I get this. Yeah, I mean, she's going in at 9, right?
Right.
Right. He tells me, I won't be in Monday.
God.
Wow. We're not on until 3.
The level of selfishness.
You see what it is? It's like slicing a watermelon. Really, you're getting a C-section?
Yes.
I mean, that's how easy it is. It's one.
At least in your medical textbook.
You know, you get your Ginzu, and
that's it.
Baby, Robbie, you could be here if you were still doing the midday show. You could be here. That's how simple it is. It's like, yeah, okay, here it is.
There it is. You've done this.
How you doing, Carrie?
All right, here's the baby. All right,
fine, Rob. Go to work.
Fine.
But anyway, no, he's got to take a day off of time.
Yeah, sense of fact. Okay.
Want to bring him up. And there's the baby.
There he comes.
Well, we're all very happy for Rob. Would you hear about it on Monday's episode? We have a couple of guys waiting to come in now from our Iowa City affiliate.
Oh, wonderful.
Wow. KCJJ.
KCJJ, an affiliate for a long period of time out in is it, what part of Iowa is it?
Iowa City.
Iowa City, Iowa.
Yeah, eastern
portion of the state.
And it's a station.
Eastern, right.
It's a station that, when it's dark, you can get everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those flamethrowers.
Last night on the way in.
You what?
We drove in. We listened to it all the way last night when we drove in.
Wow.
It's 16:30 a.m.?
Yep.
And it's like one of those powerful a.m. stations in America.
Now, what is this gift box?
Mike,
this is for me.
That's for you. Didn't want you to feel left out.
Right, because I brought something for Don for his birthday.
Please.
You knew I was going to be out here. This is a cookie that says, please come drink with us. We'll buy. Wonderful.
Turn around. Let me see it, Mike.
There it is. It's a bunch of women cookies with big busts.
And cookies that look like beer bottles.
And the cookies are from Iowa, I see. 410 First Avenue. Cookies by Design in Coralville, Iowa. Very nice, guys.
Thank you, guys.
A great sponsor.
That is very, very nice, fellas.
Don, I knew I was going to be here for the Penn State because we're here for the...
that's the Iowa-Penn State game.
Right. This weekend. And I know you're a big Batman fan. I know you're somewhat of a Superman fan, too.
Yes.
So I'm going to give you this.
He's giving it to you in a very, like, reverent way, sort of way.
What is it? It's a book.
It's all done in watercolors. It's sort of a future of Batman and Superman and their lives.
Okay, I would rather have had the cookies.
Thank you very much, guys.
Hey, guys, thanks for coming in from Iowa. We appreciate that.
ACJJ, now you have switched. When we were in the afternoon, you ran us. Then we went to middays.
Right.
And then you switched back in the afternoons.
Right, we've always been there right with you.
Anybody you want to say hello to in Iowa?
Hello to, the staff out of KCJJ, Natalie.
Hi, Mom.
And how is the show? We never hear how the show is being received in Iowa City.
I think the show is being received very well. I don't think we've had any complaints about it.
Do you get ratings?
I don't know.
I don't know that.
That's Iowa, baby.
All right.
Thank you, fellas. Thanks a lot for the cookies. Take care, guys.
Nice to meet you.
See you later, boys.
I know that somebody hit me to that station one time, and I was driving around at night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 16:30 and a baby on AM.
Right.
A cheery dial position. the thing comes in loud as day.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Clear as day.
Flamethrower. Wonderful.
My brother's been in Chicago and says it comes in like a local station.
Wow. Yes, Lisa.
You might want to rethink, you know, kind of hanging out with them because they're meeting Dennis Murphy to tailgate up at Penn State.
Oh,
so.
You know, I'm there. Guys, I'm there. If Dennis is coming along, I am there.
Okay. All right, get him.
See you tomorrow.
Get him.
Great party town, Mike.
Fantastic.
Get him out of here.
I'll be there.
All right.
Hey, Collins.
Let's go to a Friday favorite. It's now, I know we tried to have this guy on the show once before doing a bit. And
hello.
Our listeners just could not keep up with it. Let's welcome Oprah Winfrey's best friend. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Dr. Phil.
How are you? How are you, Don?
Hi, Dr. Phil.
I'm here to help everybody. I understand that you have some problems on your staff. I understand there are many, many people here with issues,
what?
Psychological and otherwise, and I have been briefed. I've been brought in here to talk to you and everybody on your staff. I understand you have problems. I understand you're a bit cynical about my abilities. You've seen me on TV.
You're a big load.
But I'm going to tell you right now that I'm here to help your people and your staff members out, and this is silly music that I don't deserve. I don't understand why you have to play this. Me. What is this supposed to mean? It's like 1940s New York City.
It's the season of your show.
What are you doing here? Come on now.
Now, I don't know if you've seen this guy on TV. This guy is a big load.
Where's my stool for everybody that I'll be consulting with today? It's right over here. All right, Rob, could you bring the stool over here, please, so we could get everybody situated here and get it all worked out?
You need us to come sit by you?
I don't need you all to come over here and talk
on your dumb show?
I'll bring everybody in that has any problems, questions, but I've got analysis on each and every one of you, and I'd be happy to talk to you and anybody else that would be interested in, you know, I'll also F anything.
And as
I'll do you... I'll do anyone on your staff. That's what I do.
And by the fact there was like a sexual harassment suit against you?
Oh, it's lies. She wanted it bad. They all do. They love the bald head, the fact that I'm tall, that I'm powerful,
and, you know,
and that I'm intelligent.
You look like Hank Kingsley from the Larry Sanders.
I do. Yeah. I've been told that. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you very much. Now, who needs help first? Who do you think? You tell me anybody, I'd be happy to work with them.
All right. I'll be the test.
Yeah,
me.
Hold on a second. Let me look at my briefcase.
Now, if you haven't seen this Dr. Phil show, it's just like when he was on Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the biggest load of crap. Basically, he just yells at people.
All right, have a seat.
Yeah. Have a seat.
Tells them how worthless they are.
Have a seat for a second. Let me talk to you.
All right, hold on.
How are you doing, first of all? How are things going?
I'm on top of the world.
No. Tell me the truth. Your fears are eating you alive.
No, I'm doing great.
It's phobia cancer. That's what you got, phobia cancer.
Phobia cancer.
You're chock full of it. You're a high-functioning agoraphobic. That's what you are. Or agoraphobic.
Agoraphobic.
Whichever it may be.
I think it's agoraphobic.
High-functioning agoraphobic. If you had your druthers, you wouldn't leave your home. Am I right about that? Tell me the truth, please.
No, that is true.
You'd stay in your house all day long. You'd never go outside. You'd never talk to anybody or see anybody. That's the way you'd live your life. Am I correct in that?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm saying to you?
Yes.
You know I'm right about that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't leave your house.
Right.
It kills you. It kills you to interact with fellow human beings. They sicken you, don't they? Now tell me the truth. They do. They sicken you.
Yeah, I don't
and
like to socialize.
You said that to people. You said that, and you wish they'd just all go away except for you. Yeah, am I right about that?
Yeah.
Now, while most of us feel our fellow humans can be annoying, you feel like they should all be eliminated, killed, destroyed.
Well, no, I've never taken it that far,
but you feel that way. Deep down in your heart, you're talking to me. Tell me the truth. You really wish it was just you. You've said it. You've made jokes about it. You've talked about the fact that during Christmas season, on the heaviest shopping day of the year, you want everybody to stay home, and it would be just you. Isn't that right?
Well, no, I have said that, yeah.
You would like to stay home with your Green Bay Packers and your hand lotion and not have anybody bother you.
Again, correct.
Let me tell you, I can help. I can help this situation. I know exactly how you feel, okay?
All right, Dr. Phil,
you want people to be eliminated. We're going to fix this because we're going to have you set yourself on fire.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Now, you want people to be eliminated, and the key to the solution that I have for you is to actually eliminate yourself.
Now, I trust you have a lot of garden supplies, some lawn mowers, some products at home that need small gasoline engines, and you do have gasoline.
Yes, we do.
All right, what I want you to do, here's what you do. You go home this weekend. You can't do it. You don't do it tonight.
Okay.
It'll cause too much of a disturbance. Do it early tomorrow morning. I'm talking 5 or 6 o'clock, just as that sun's boat are beginning to come up over the horizon.
Right.
Go down to your shed. Do you have a shed with stuff like gardening supplies?
I do.
Take the gasoline, pour it all over yourself. Give it a good, thorough dose, too. Just from the top of your head all the way down. Then take a match, just put it right in the middle of your chest. You will go up like a Christmas tree.
Are you not? Aren't you supposed to help people?
I'm helping you. This is going to be...
telling you to kill myself.
Please do this, and honest to God, your troubles will be over. It'll last probably...
dead.
About 15 minutes, and if you do it right, and I'm talking get every corner of your body covered. Otherwise, we might have one of those tragic hospital situations where you get 80 or 90%, and then, you know, you die by suffocation, and that's no way to go. You want it to be quick, and you want to die. You want to die quickly? Please do that. Call me. Have your family call me when it's all over.
All right.
Thanks so much. Who's next?
I guess, why don't you try Buzz on for size?
Oh, dear me. Don, I'm sorry. I need you to come over
here. Fine, really. You're
coming here, please. Right. Yes, come over here. I need to look you in the eye.
I just want to say, I don't agree with the advice that...
Well, that's your...
Well, I might be antisocial.
I understand what you're doing.
Your advice was that I should kill myself.
No, now, I know you make that dramatic statement. What it is eliminating your troubles. That's what I'm doing for you. You're taking your troubles away, and I'm here to help people. I'm not here to hurt people. I'm here to help people.
You told me to set myself on fire.
You'll feel so much better.
All right, we're going to...
I guarantee you'll feel better in the long run. Hi, how are you? Now let me ask you a question. What's your name?
Buzz.
Burbank, right?
Buzz
I've got your dossier right here. No. Have you confronted your demons yet?
I really don't.
Have you taken a hard, cold look at them?
Don't have any demons that I know of.
I smell hemp. Have you really taken the time? Now listen, the demons, you know, that I'm talking about, the ones that make you buy small clothes that don't fit you. What is this compulsion to cut off your own circulation? I don't understand.
They're quite comfortable.
Can you really tell me this? I think I know the root of the problem.
What is it?
It's that you really want to dress as a woman, don't you? That's really what you want. Now, come on, now tell me the truth. We can't work with anyone here unless everybody's going to be honest with me. If they're not going to be honest, I can't possibly help you. Now, if you're going to choose to be honest, please go along with what I'm saying.
Be honest,
I'm a trained psychologist. I know what I'm talking about. I think I know the root of the problem. You want to dress as a woman. The soft shoes, the constant primping. You want to be a pinup girl. I understand that. It's time you deal with these things. Deal with the fact that you're a member of the penis club.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Yes, I am.
You can't be a woman. You're never going to be a woman.
I know.
Dress like a guy. And I know it's painful for you. And I know you are not going to be able to succeed in this. I've got something that might help.
Why?
Okay? Now, you like wearing tight things. Tight enough to cut off the blood flow?
Well, not that tight.
Now, we're going to get you, we're going to go just a little further than that. Are you ready with that? Now, track with me here.
Okay, I'm with you.
Now, at home, you have a lot of electronics in your home?
Oh, yeah.
You have extension cords, I imagine?
Oh, cords everywhere.
You got any you can spare?
Oh, blood.
All right, here's what I want you to do. I want to take one of those longer extension cords.
All right.
You're going to tie it to, say, a beam or a stud that you have upstairs. Perhaps in your basement. You have an unfinished basement?
Part of it. Yeah.
All right, that's good. So you have exposed beams?
Yes,
absolutely. Tie the extension cord around the beam, the long. Make sure it's a plenty long one, then take the other thing, put a little knot in it, and tie it around your throat.
Around
real tight, real snug. Actually, you're going to need an extension cord and a footstool.
I got to point out again, I think you're going in the same direction.
Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm really not. What I'm trying to do is help his problem.
All right, okay.
He wants to be a woman. He will never be.
Huh.
So this is going to eliminate his problem. Take the footstool, kick it out from under you. You're either going to die with a snap neck or it's going to be suffocation. You're going to slowly die, but it's okay. Your troubles will be over. Have your family members call me. Will you please?
I will.
Thank you. You can leave now.
You know, Dr. Phil, that is
thank
now,
you so much.
Second bit of advice you've given.
Yeah, but it's different
that
advice.
That involves killing yourself.
No, I told you to set yourself on fire. I told him to hang himself with an extension cord.
Now,
these are vastly different things that I'm telling people.
All right. Now, Mike is not here. Are you prepared for Mike?
Oh, indeed I am.
Mike O'Mara?
He's so easy.
My buddy?
He's very easy. Are you ready for my advice for him?
Yeah. And is Mike here?
He's in the other room right now. You know, he's so easy. He's living like a hermit, eating Dinty Moore beef stew, waking up in tears every morning. He's the personification of the lonely guy. I think you all know that. Yeah. All the people around him know exactly what he's all about.
He's going through a tough time.
Well, that tough time, schmuff time, as far as I'm concerned. You know, this is progressive therapy that I'm offering Mike and you and everybody else. This is therapy designed
to affect a change, okay. A significant change, not necessarily in your life, but in the lives of your family members. Let me tell you.
I would say killing myself, setting myself on fire, and Buzz hanging himself.
I hate it when you put it like that.
It
really
affects our family.
Yeah. It's proactive.
All right.
It is proactive.
All
you
right,
say
Dr.
killing yourself. I say solving the problems that we have in life.
All right, about Mike.
All right, now life is one giant series of failed relationships, and now he's having a great deal of trouble living with someone else. Himself.
Oh!
That is the problem. He hates himself with a passion that runs deep, and he's bathing in tears every night. It's quite simple. It's time for the Jolly Irishman to eat the barrel of a handgun, a real quick one.
Oh,
that's what we want him to do.
Oh,
go to a sports store, buy the biggest caliber gun he can, put it in the mouth, pull the trigger, click, boom, it's gone. And have his family call me after that.
Sacrifice to Mike.
What family he has left.
Blow his head off.
That's that. Well, I wish you wouldn't put it so. Can I say this again to you so you're tracking with me here?
Yeah.
Proactive therapy.
Right.
Proactive. That means not reactive. We're affecting a change. We're going to this solution. And we're dramatically changing your life, which I think is very, very important.
Rob, get Rob in the chair.
Yeah. Sit down, Rob.
Rob, go
right over here, son.
Have a seat, Rob A.
And will you pass that along to Mike for me? I think it's going to help him an awful lot.
Yeah, I will.
Hi, Doc.
Hate. There you are. How are you?
I'm good. How
it's
are you?
All the hating, isn't it? You're a hateful man, and a hateful man with a vast array of sexual problems, and I'm aware of this. I'm probably the only man in the room who is. I studied every bit of your relationships and what you do on this program, and I have found you to be. Are you ready? To make a proactive change.
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Now listen to me. Listen up here, all right? This is why you're dangerous. You're a potential serial killer.
No.
I've looked at now everybody,
I don't think so.
Now pipe down for a second, okay?
Yes.
Now I know why you would say you don't think so, because you're gonna be with him when he does his first killing.
I thought I was gonna set myself on fire.
If you affect proactive change.
It's eerie.
Otherwise, it is eerie, isn't it? I'm talking to you. I'm preaching to you, and you're believing me.
I am. I'm hearing
you. You know what I'm telling you is
wild.
Your disdain for life in all its forms troubles me greatly. It truly does. I think that eventually you're going to hurt yourself or someone close to you, and this is not a good way to be. It's inevitable that this is going to happen, so here's what I need you to do.
There's a way to change this.
Yeah, this is what I know. This is what I really want you to do. This is a little different than what I told Mike and Buzz and Don over here. What I want you to do, I want you to stab yourself.
Well, that's not very good.
No, I want you
all.
To stab yourself. There's a way of doing this that the proactive, gentlemen, take like a small knife and right in the center of your chest, take the back of your hand. See the way I'm holding my hand right now. Are you watching this?
I'm watching.
The back of my hand, the fatty part right here, the meaty part
heel,
right here. Right. Take the heel. Thank you, Buzz.
Thank you, Buzz.
You're
welcome, Doctor.
The heel of your hand. Put the blade of the knife right there in the small. There's like a little hole there where it's going to go right in. Take the heel of your hand and push. Pow. Should break the aorta valve right here. It should cause an immediate bleed. You'll bleed out in 15 to 20 minutes, and I guarantee you, you'll be dead as a doornail. Have your family member call me, and congratulations on the baby.
Thank you.
All right, you take care of yourself. You can go back to the back corner of the room. Good luck with the little one.
What about it?
You can do that after the child's born.
Now, listen, I know you're kidding here, but I want to bring in
kidding about what? I do not kid about proactive change.
I know you're kidding about me setting myself on fire.
Please watch the Dr. Phil show.
Hanging himself, Mike shooting himself.
Thank you very much.
Rob doing this. But I want to bring someone in who really has problems.
Who would that be?
Our producer.
One of our producers.
Lisa Herndon.
Very good.
I want to tell you.
I just think if you're catching my concept here, what we're talking about in a very, very serious way is empowering yourself through death. That's what it's all about. Through your own death, you make yourself stronger, healthier, and your problems vanish. It's the simplest way to affect. Hello, dear.
Hi, Doctor.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling all right.
How are things going?
So-so.
Lisa. Can anyone, are you aware if anyone's hearing your screams for help? I can. I hear them. They're loud to me. They're coming through my ears, and my brain is vibrating with your screams for help. Playboy magazine. Why can there be enough attention? I just have to tell you, posing nude, it's not the key to happiness. Finding the right man is your problem. That's where the desperate neediness comes in. You are involved with somebody that doesn't give you the spiritual need, satisfaction that you're looking. Are you ready to get empowered? Through death? This is control your death, control your destiny.
I think I'm ready.
All right, here's what I want you to do, okay?
Okay.
You're going to remain unsatisfied unless you follow these simple instructions. I trust you own an automobile?
I do.
All right, we have a little thing around here. I'm familiar with the area. There's that bay bridge called the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, the high one.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking
about. It's a real simple procedure.
Okay.
Not tonight. We've got traffic. Still beach traffic. You live there, don't you?
Yes.
You want to pick a low traffic time, probably 2 or 3 in the morning, I would say, between Sunday and Monday. Take your little automobile up there. Probably won't be anybody to bother you.
No.
Take it right up to the top of the bridge, park it, jump off. It's like a free-flowing experience as you empower yourself with your own death. Happiness begins as soon as breathing stops.
Again, Dr. Phil, all of us, your advice...
My advice is empowering yourself
is to kill ourselves
through taking your own life. Yes, exactly what I'm talking
about.
Thank you very much, Lisa, and good luck. It would have been a lovely Playboy shoot. If you'd like, you could have the nude pictures taken first, and then they could run them posthumously.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
What about Joey Ardinger?
Bring him in.
This is the last member of
our
crew.
Bring him in.
World's oldest phone screener, Joe Ardinger.
And we're talking today about the way you can affect your own change through controlling your own death.
With the big load.
That's what's going to work. Have a seat, please. How are you?
Dr. Phil.
Good to see you. I've read a lot about you. I've heard a lot about you, and I know you're in pain. This pattern of underachievement, it's a direct result of an overly self-indulgent lifestyle. Excuse me. Let me get my mouth to work here. A self-indulgent lifestyle. That's what it is. Everyone has some degree. Joe, are you with me?
I'm with you.
Everyone has some degree of responsibility, Joe, and you've got to accept some at some point. The drugs, the short attention span, the bad decisions, there is no do-over in the game of life. When you waste one, it's gone forever. Am I communicating with you here?
I hear you.
Do you understand where I'm coming from here? It is gone forever, and you're almost there. Now, go into your medicine cabinet when you get home this evening, okay? I trust over the years you've stolen a tremendous amount of prescription medications. I want you to grab them all, all right? Grab them all. You cook a lot. I understand that. Is that true? And you have prescription medications of a variety of kinds?
All over.
Just put them all. Every one of them. I mean, every last pill. I want you to put it into like a soup bowl or a blender. Anything you can crush it all up on so it's real, real, real fine powder.
Okay.
Are you aware of what I'm saying? Here?
I'm with you.
Are you ready to empower yourself through your own death?
Ready for the
really is going to make you feel so good. Embrace death in all its simplicity,
okay.
Joe. And I know you love narcotics, and this is a way to go sleep and sleep your problems away permanently.
I like that.
So go home, get the narcotics, and have one of your family members call me when it's all over.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You take care of yourself.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Dr. Phil, happy to help you.
Right.
Take care. Don't we all feel a little better, a little clear-headed right now?
I must point out, as I review your analysis of my show and all the people on it,
I don't doubt for just a second that it's controversial therapy.
You have asked me to set myself on fire.
No, I have asked you to take a trip where the destination is death.
You told Buzz to hang himself.
Of course.
Mike O'Mara to take a gun and blow his head off.
I have actually invited all of you to free yourself from the boundaries of the life on Earth as we know it.
You told Rob...
That's what empowering yourself.
Rob Spivak to take a knife and...
Stab himself. Use the meaty part of his hand. Just do it right there like you're flaying a fish.
You told Lisa Herndon to jump off...
Jump off the bay bridge.
And you told Joe to take...
All of his prescription narcotics that should kill him in 2 to 3 hours. He'll go to sleep first before he stops breathing.
An overdose.
Absolutely. There's so many ways, so many creative ways that where you can empower yourself through your own death and really make a change in your life, but more importantly, a change that's going to benefit your family members. That's why I'm so happy about my book, Better Life Through Death, is coming out soon. It's got a lovely picture of me, and I've got my head sideways in an oven, and I'm smiling, and it's really my way of saying, don't fear the reaper.
Yeah. You are such a load.
It's so good to be on your show and promote my show, Dr. Phil. Not everybody needs to take this dramatic therapy, but I would say 90-95% of people I talk to, I'm giving this advice to. It's a new therapy, and I think it's going to work beautifully for you. I really do.
What a load, and
thank you.
How are your curls doing?
They're doing just wonderfully. I'm so happy with
them. Remember the pornographer that we used to have on the show, Dr. Phil Good?
They're great. Dr. Phil's girls are performing at bachelor parties and various strip clubs around the area. And you can have them for your private party. And, of course, anything you decide to do with the lady is between you and her.
Well, there he is, everybody. I think he's just a big, fat, bald load.
Well, yeah. The bald load is getting lighter as my clients begin to drop.
Dr. Phil is here.
We're gonna play. Thank you so much, and good luck to you.
We're going to play Low Budget Jeff R.D. Phone number is 877-365-3636.
That is the phone number. Please call us.
I think we need the first two calls, right?
Two. And if they have any questions for me on how I can help them and make them feel good about their own demise, I'm here to work with you, because there's certain people that don't like pain and things like that. And you can just go to sleep. That's the nice thing about it.
Now, do you have any problems?
Not one bit. I am healthy. I've confronted my demons. I've solved my problems without having to embrace my own death at this time. I simply am making too much money on my television program. And Oprah needs me. Big time.
Really, you go there?
Oh, absolutely. I love going there.
You can throw all this
out? Yeah, I smell the real thing every night. I do. I drink and I screw.
Gross.
Thank you.
Right.
No need for me to embrace my own death.
Oh, right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the science building. Great.
The Don and Mike Show.
Famed gay magician, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hi.
We're here with Dr. Phil.
Hi, how are you? Who is that gay magician that just came in here?
You forgot for a moment, didn't you?
I had a momentary laugh. How are you, Don?
A little brain fart there.
Trying a little cranial cramp, is.
Doing okay. You know what?
I'm doing great. I was talking to all your different staff members. The young man with the ponytail and I were chatting during the break, and he's going home to a bottle of Drano tonight, and he's going to be a very free individual. You embrace the power of death.
What would you say, very briefly, we got to get right to the game, but...
Yes, sir.
Our acting general manager, Alan Limelon, who's under an incredible amount of pressure every day.
Yes, correct. And he suffers megalomania, which so many in his position have. Little man with a big man syndrome, where he has a great deal of difficulty winning friends and influencing people. And I've suggested that he take his little Mercedes and drive it into the abutment tonight.
And finally.
Yes.
We have a request. From our staff.
Very good.
At WYSP in Philadelphia.
Yes.
The program director, Tim Sabian.
I have talked with him. He is such a tough nut to crack. He doesn't like to listen. That's the problem. I will try to sit down with him. At one point, I did meet him over the phone, requested by your producer, spoke with him, and it was difficult, really, to get a word in edgewise. He likes to chat, and he likes to talk, so he's very mouth-oriented. And what I've suggested to him is that when he gets home sometime, maybe early Sunday morning, he pull all of his teeth out and bleach them. It'll be slow, but it will not be so slow as to cause him a great deal of pain. He'll simply lose consciousness after about 15 hours.
And, of course, when that happens, you would like his family to call you.
Yes, if they could call me and explain to me how pleasant it was for him at the end as he empowered himself through his own demise.
Dr. Phil, let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful weekend. An accountant from Philadelphia. Let's say hi to Bill Enos.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, Bill, hi. His name is Anus?
It's Anus.
I knew Dr. Phil was going to do that.
A-N-N-I-S. Anus.
I bet it's Anus.
How do you pronounce that last name? Is it Anus?
Anus.
Very good.
All right. Bill Anus, you had it right.
All right, very good. Bill Anus, we look forward to having you on the show. And now entering the studio is an iron worker, tough guy, from Rochester, New York. Let's say hi to Mark Marsh. Hi, Mark.
Hi. How you doing, LQ and Dr. Phil?
Hi.
So good to be with you. And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, a man who will be taking care of business this weekend with a gasoline tank. Let's say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
I am the god of hellfire.
That's very funny.
And, I bring you.
And here's the magic of it. You can say that right before you strike the match.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Thank you for embracing my suggestion. I hope you will do so well with this. I really... And wear your Packers uniform.
Here are your categories, guys. And they are... Name that Phil.
Very good. I appreciate it. That's a tribute to me. I thank you. I thank you very much.
Teeth.
tapped or not?
Mine all are. I have piano keys.
First week's NFL starting quarterbacks. I see them. They're lovely.
Aren't they nice?
I'd love to smash them out.
Thank you so much.
You are such a load.
Thank you.
Celebrity news.
Celebrity news.
And new on DVD home video.
Good for you.
Okay, one more time. Here's your category.
Good for you.
Name that film.
Attaboy.
Teeth.
Yes, mine are keys.
Can't. Or not.
Play my teeth.
This week's NFL quarterbacks.
I'd like to do everybody here.
Celebrity news.
I really would. I'm so very horny. Me so horny.
New on DVD, home video, and...
Wouldn't that be fun before we all embraced our own death?
Bill, your last name is Amos, so we'll start with you.
Okay.
My big Steinway teeth.
Parting quarterbacks for 100.
Please, it's low budget for $1.
$1, sorry.
$1. This week's starting NFL quarterbacks. This weekend he'll be starting for your New York Jets.
Who is Vinny Testaverde?
Vinny, right, my cousin Vinny.
Good for you. Good for you.
Starting quarterbacks for $2.
Two, there you go.
For two.
He'll start for your Chicago Bears.
Who is...
Who is Jim Miller?
Mark, it's your chance to steal.
Jim Miller.
Yeah, he got it. He couldn't contain himself. Yeah, he got it.
Your enthusiasm. It's good for you.
The category with three, and I know where it is.
Steamroll right ahead, Mark. No need for me to say anything. Good for you.
What do you mean you know what it is?
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, LQ. I'm just anxious.
Would you like it for three, Mark?
I would love it.
All right, why don't you just calm down a little bit, okay?
You know what it is? Give me the answer.
Achilles Smith.
No, it's not.
No.
He is the starting quarterback for your Detroit Lions.
And, Bill, your chance to steal right now because old anxious over here.
Who is Mike McMahon?
No, it's Joey Harrington. And look, I'm not digging the guy around.
No. Right.
Really, number three on my list here
is Achilles Smith right there.
Oh, come on.
I know it doesn't. I'm kidding you.
Don't do
me
like that.
You're too sensitive. It says
Detroit Lions.
Right there. Joey Harrington. Good for you. Okay, you need to move on to another category, Mark.
Name that Phil for a one.
Former Genesis lead singer.
Who is Phil Collins?
Right.
Name that Phil for two.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second now.
For some reason, Dr. Phil is eating his boogers.
That's sick.
They're good for you.
Did you stick that bug?
They are good for you.
Sophisticated. Dr. Phil is eating his boogers.
We are not, can I remind each and every one of you, we are not human beings unless we pick and scratch. We really are.
All right, in that film for two.
I'm recycling my inner fluid. All right, Mark, you have a total of three. Select again, please.
Name that film for two, please.
He is the coach of your L.A. Lakers.
Who is Phil Jackson?
Two.
It's
two for you. Way to go.
Dr. Phil and LQ, I'd like to finish the category with name that Phil for three.
Former New York Giants quarterback.
Who is number 11 Phil Sims?
$3 for you. You're rolling now. You have a commanding lead, Mr. Mark Marsh.
I'd like to try celebrity news for one.
Celebrity news.
News.
Actor arrested on DUI charges in Malibu. Note, great photo.
Malibu.
Oh, gotcha.
Bill, your chance to steal.
I noticed, but it's not coming to me.
It's the great Nick Nolte.
Nolte. What a sad, sad situation. I could help him so very much. Really, he is a man.
How would you help Nick Nolte?
Nick Nolte's a celebrity. He's in the public eye. He likes to do things publicly. And that is why he needs to go to a public place where it's crowded and really get some sort of, it's very elaborate and expensive, some sort of explosive device and blow himself up. Like with a stick of dynamite. Wedged right down in his crack.
Well, what if he was to blow someone else up?
Well, that might be bad. Well, how about a guillotine? Where he just gets one of those old French numbers and has a friend help him.
Cut his head off.
He can free himself. You're in control, Mark.
Celebrity news for two, please.
Bushman. Gavin Rosdale married this pop diva.
Pink.
No, he didn't marry Pink.
Bill, it's your chance to steal, Bill Anus.
Who is Gwen Stefani?
Right, everybody knows that Gavin from Bush married Gwen Stefani, a lucky son of a bitch.
That's you for you, Bill. You're in control. No doubt.
Three.
Oh, and Bill Anus. Now, this is beautiful for Bill Anus. Price is Right announcer who's battling colon cancer and underwent surgery.
It was Bob Barker.
No.
Oh, the announcer.
Mark your chance to steal.
Who is Rob Roddy?
No.
Rod Roddy.
Oh.
R-O-D. I am sorry you blew it. Bill, you're in control.
Okay. Teeth not capped or capped or not.
I'll give you a celebrity, and you tell me if their teeth are capped or not. And Dr.
Thank you.
We see that your teeth are beautiful.
No, I was just smiling at all of you. I'm happy to be here, and that's the way I smile.
The beautiful J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez.
What is capped?
No. Mark, your chance to steal.
What is not capped?
I know, those are Jennifer Lopez's real teeth.
$1 for you. Select again, Mark Marsh.
Teeth capped or not capped for two.
Matt Damon.
What are not?
Bill.
What is capped?
Yeah, Matt Damon's got fake teeth.
Slowly but surely, Bill Anus is catching up to Mark Marsh.
Bill.
Capped for three.
Adam Sandler. Funny one, Adam Sandler.
What is not capped?
Mark, your chance to steal.
Oh, what is capped?
Yeah.
Oh, very crucial turning point in the game right there. I'm sorry, Mr. Anus. Mark. You're in control.
I would like, what is new on DVD or home video for
DVD,
one?
DVD, home video. All right, last category on the big board.
That's what I was called in my former practice. Mr. Anus.
Dr. Anus?
Yes, Dr. Anus is in the building.
Stars Jodie Foster.
I have no clue.
Bill, your chance to steal.
What is Panic Room?
Panic Room, right.
$1 for you, Bill. Come on now, make us all proud of you.
Well,
make all the Amoses proud, please.
Two. DVD for two.
Make all the little Amoses out there proud. Dwayne Johnson stars in this. You may know him as The Rock.
Mark, your chance to steal.
What am I missing here?
What is the Scorpion King?
Right.
Rob, your assistant and I were talking about a previous conversation that we had a long time ago, and I told him how I enjoy eating my own number three. All right.
Would that be drinking?
Well, eating. It depends on what form it's in. You see, you're always so eager. You've got to learn how to save things. All right, Mark, you're still in control.
Finish the category. What is new in DVD or home video for three?
Stars Sandra Bullock.
Bill, your chance to steal.
No idea.
I freeze it.
You freeze your number three?
I do indeed. I've got all of it. Ever since I was in my mid-20s.
Murder by Numbers.
That's the end of the movie. That's the end of the first round.
That's the end of the
good for you. Good for all of you.
The first round. And
I am so happy to be here with all of you.
Dr. Phil, what's the score?
Let me see. I was thinking about my own number three, and I lost track. Bill has $6, and Mark has $14. LQ?
All right, guys, anything can happen. In final moment to Jeff R.D., this is where we physically force you both to bet it all. Good luck. Here's your category.
Good luck.
Stephen King. That's the category.
Oh, he's not handsome.
No, yeah, like you. I didn't know if you knew this or
like
not.
Like you.
The King is retiring after 20 years. His last book he's got out, that's his last book.
Oh, boo-hoo.
This was the title of his first hit book, published in 1974. All right? In the form of a question, we need Stephen King's first hit book, published in 1974. Don't forget, guys, answer the form of question and good luck.
Now, quiet now. I've got a very special treat for all of you. All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive Dr. Phil's secret picture book. Are you ready for this?
I am. I was born ready.
This is loaded with my secret pictures of me and Oprah Winfrey. Yes. The reason I got the job was because I let Oprah dominate me. And I was always naked when she did, and I loved it, and I always achieved. And I've got pictures, and I've read it. Now back to final. A little bunch of Jeopardy.
Oops, I'm sorry.
With Alan, the best drama. That's great number three.
It's time for
Don and Mike.
Physical.
Jesus.
Good. She didn't want any part of it.
Could I give them into ice cubes?
She gave them all to me.
I want to talk to Bill Anus first.
As a treat, I could eat. All right, Bill first, yes.
Bill Anus, it's the first Stephen King book published in 1974.
What is Carrie?
Carrie, that's right.
Way to go, Bill. Good for you. You double scored a $12.
Mark, if you have the right answer, you are the big wiener.
What is Carrie?
Yeah,
good for
right.
you.
He had it right. And,
you win, too.
No, only one of them wins.
Oh, that's not fair.
Only one of them wins.
If we only have one winner, one of these gentlemen is unfortunately going to have to take his own life.
It's the story of Rob's wife, Carrie, and that means that Mark from Rochester, New York, is the winner. Bill, Billy, don't go away mad. Just go away. Now, here's Dr. Phil to tell you more. Dr. Phil.
Okay, now, Bill, you didn't have the big total in the first round, so that's why you didn't win. You understand that, and you're okay with that, aren't you? Bill?
Yes, I am.
You're going to accept that for me, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You won a blockbuster prize pack, including a 52-week rental card. Did you know that Blockbuster has movies you can keep all week long?
Great.
Movies and games that you used to keep for 5 evenings, you can now keep for 8 days. At no increase in price. I say good for them.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yes, I do.
And now you double your score mark to $28. Movies was number three. We throw in a $25 bonus for a total of $53. Good for you.
Good for you. All right. Well,
thanks.
Have a great week.
Happy for you.
Have a great weekend, boys. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
And all that stuff. And Mark, we'll see you next week.
Drink
and,
your own.
Doctor.
Oh, I do. Keeps me shiny.
Wow. That's it. Always remember and never forget that Low Budget Jump Art is a production of
Goron Incorporated and is distributed for all of you. A freezer full.
My King World.
My King World. So long, I'm going off.
He's sick.
There you go. There he is. Dr. Phil.
A little more information on him.
Happy for you.
He was so happy for all of you.
Yeah.
Likes drinking is number three.
Well, you know, who knows? I mean, there's a reason why he's successful.
And I know there's a certain percentage of the audience that doesn't speak our language.
Yes.
Number one is what, you know, you're number one.
Yeah, if you go number one.
Number two is...
Yeah, number two.
Number two and...
And number three is...
I think you perfectly explained it.
There you go. And he freezes his...
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Right there.
He made it up.
There he is, the Jamaican lover, Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your lead story today?
Today, does Saddam Hussein use a body double?
Ooh.
About you? Hey, you're looking at him. All right, stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
It's not.
They will gladly accept your fandom. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
To the news cubicle now with Guy J. Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Will the real...
Oh, Buzz, hold on.
Oh, sponsored?
Of course, as always.
Zeromax Buzz, brought to you by Zeromax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Zeromax. Zeromax available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, retailers everywhere. Call 1-800-CRY.
VMAX.
Or call me. Hi, V-Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Will the real Saddam Hussein please stand up? A German scientist using a technique he says he was taught by American FBI agents says the Iraqi leader uses lookalikes. Dr. Dieter Brumann studied the facial structure.
I'm Dieter Brumann.
In 400 photos, supposedly of Saddam Hussein. He says he's come to the conclusion there's one real dictator and three lookalikes who stand in for Saddam.
Hi. I am Saddam Hussein.
Hi.
Guten Tag.
I'm the dictator of a very significant Middle Eastern country, and I'll be appearing in Idiot's Delight.
Hussein Hogan is getting out of the camp. Hussein.
Saddam.
This could make interesting an attempted overthrow of Saddam's government, especially with reports Hussein's been advised to get out of Iraq before the going gets tough. Portland is a peaceful New England town in Maine, except for the time when 200 anti-war protesters got maced and the police chief got knocked to the ground, which was yesterday. The chief says he got kicked four or five times in the head and face. 14 of the protesters were arrested in what began as a peaceful demonstration.
Yeah, there are a lot of peaceniks up there around Maine. A lot of peaceniks live in the forest.
There was also an anti-war demonstration today in Philadelphia. More than 40 women, many of them Quakers.
Wait. People are protesting what war?
The pending war with Iraq.
King, we will
we're taping that right
you.
Now. There are the protesters outside our studio.
There you go.
An angry mob they are. Listen to that. They're feisty.
These women. That's filling. Tastes great. Yeah, we're here. We're queer. We're not going skiing.
Okay.
We will rock you. We want a picture. Not a belly itcher.
There you go. Okay.
These women, many of them Quakers, gathered at the Liberty Bell. Four of them shaved their heads to protest that pending war.
How many of them shaved their beards?
Quaker women.
Ah.
You know, they need a high, hard one. That's what they need.
The arrest tally in today's World Bank protests now stands at 649.
Hey, let me just say, to all you douchebags who don't even know what you're protesting, thanks for effing up the traffic in the world's most powerful city. Thank you for effing up Washington, D.C.'s traffic. Thank you for making it impossible to go from Connecticut Avenue to Constitution Avenue because you dumb douchebags who don't even know what you're protesting have to be out there, stand in the middle of the road going, look at me, I'm a protester. Look at me, I'm a protester. You know what I say?
What?
And I mean this.
Yes.
From the ticker.
I know.
Two-word solution.
What?
Rubber bullets. I mean it.
Are they going now?
No,
they'll
be here all weekend.
It's just the beginning.
Yeah.
They're
going to screw up my Patton Oswalt show tonight?
Very well could, Mike.
Allow a little extra time.
It very well could.
Okay. You know what?
Well, now you're interested.
I'm with you. Only one thing.
What?
Not rubber.
Real.
Real.
Sick Dr. Phil on them.
Real. Good for you.
They have not succeeded in shutting down the city as they threatened as they protest capitalism, world trade policies, and the pending war in Iraq.
Well, most of them don't even know what they're doing. They just love the idea of effing up a city, of coming and protesting. You know, you stupid freaks. Go back to... Go ruin Seattle like you did a couple of years ago. Go and trash a Starbucks.
Don?
Yeah, Mike.
Don, we're David? We're on in Seattle.
But we don't live in Seattle.
I know, but we're on in Seattle.
I know we are. Well, there's plenty of Starbucks.
Remember, we pick a city where we're not on to mess it up. Where would you like the protesters?
Sacramento.
Rob, we're on in Sacramento.
Are you
Stop
sure?
It. Yes, sir.
Los Angeles.
Yeah, there you go. We should be on in Los Angeles.
We should. Yeah, go there. Ruin that city, burn that city to the ground.
But not Sacramento.
No.
Take that back.
There you go.
Police Chief Ramsey says most are charged with failure to obey a police officer parading without a permit. Five are charged with destruction of property.
Ramsey's the bald.
No officers were injured today. The chief estimates, and here's the information you wanted, that between 10 and 20,000 protesters could be in town tomorrow.
I guarantee you, they don't have a clue. They don't have a freaking clue.
As one Wall Street genius puts it,
they're just going to eat pot brownies. Mm-hmm. And go down there and wear their ponchos and F up traffic.
I have a very nice evening planned. Are they going to mess up my evening? Or do they all go back to like their Holiday Inn?
Could actually add to your entertainment.
Yeah, I suppose so.
As one Wall Street genius puts it, this is not encouraging. The Dow closed this last day of the week down another 300 points. Chronically worried investors started selling again after word that earnings are down at Delta Airlines, Philip Morris, and General Electric.
All right. You remember when I said last week I'm going all in?
Yeah.
I never did that.
Yeah,
good for you.
I know.
This is one year we might be eager for the first really cold weather if it'll get rid of the mosquitoes. The same insects that brought us the West Nile virus are now carrying malaria just outside Washington, D.C.
Jesus.
Health officials in Loudoun County, Virginia, say they have trapped skeeters that appear to be infected. It was just a few weeks ago, two Loudoun County teenagers came down with the disease once known as sleeping sickness. Malaria, typically a tropical disease, rarely turns up in the U.S. This is the first time in more than 20 years.
Oh, my God.
The newest trend in child rearing appears to involve some kind of gun. In Port Richey, Florida, a woman told her son they were going to the store, but he thought
they
were...
I know, this is... It's a
different approach here. This woman told us on they were going to
that
the store.
Worked, I was going to say, yep. That worked for Freedom Line for years, Bart.
Oh, God. Look at him now. He's going to college.
Well, you don't do right, son?
Right.
You see this? You get a nice, cool gun.
Clemson. Woman told her son they were going to the store. He thought they were going to mom's boyfriend's house. He hates the guy, so he climbed a 25-foot tree. She shot him out of the tree with a BB gun, and she's been arrested on abuse charges. The boy said it was not his mom's fault. He said he, quote, jumped in the way and got shot. And in Sweeney, Texas, Theodore Moody has lost his four kids to state officials after he used an electric stun gun to punish his 8-year-old stepson for missing the school bus.
Jesus Christ.
Moody says he doesn't...
You know what? Put a bullet in his head. You know, honest to God, and throw him into the river.
Moody says he doesn't think that...
Hey, Howard. Oops, sorry.
Moody says he doesn't think this was abuse.
Sorry.
He says he tested it on himself after he traded a pack of cigarettes for the stun gun. He says he also...
God almighty, you ever see what a stun gun does?
He says he also tested it on his wife.
8-year-old kid.
Christopher Reeve.
Buzz, hold on.
Yes.
We got to... All right, 10 seconds. Give me the Christopher Reeve.
I can do this. Christopher Reeve gets jokes. He says he's heard the sick ones about his paralysis. He says...
You heard the one about being a fucker?
No. I don't know if he...
Wait, is this at the top of the stairs?
Oh, that one.
Christopher Reeve after a house fire.
There you go. Yeah. He says he likes these jokes.
Mm-hmm.
At his 50th birthday party, he told...
Sure.
He told this one. He told us at his birthday party. What's the difference between Christopher Reeve and O.J. Simpson?
What?
O.J. walked. That's from Christopher Reeve.
Hey, he is a cool guy.
He
is a cool guy.
Okay, hold on, bud.
You got it.
That would have worked today on Megan's Live.
It would have indeed.
Christopher Reeve would have won a trip to Iceland. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Mike is a disc jockey with a band. Don is not. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
Here's Guy. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, the National Enquirer is done at this time. They've upset the mobster with angel wings in his hair, Paulie Walnuts.
Uh-oh.
The tabloid's reporting that The Sopranos' Tony Sirico has cancer. No, he says he doesn't. The paper says it spread from his mouth to his throat and that he's still smoking while being treated for this. He says none of that is true. None of it. Now, Sirico admits he has had a cyst removed from his spine and a saliva gland removed recently. He says he'll also be in the hospital next week for a hernia operation.
Yeah, I'm spitting mad.
Now, okay.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi, Tony.
Now all he needs is Dennis Rodman for a sidekick. The cable network TNT has just signed Charles Barkley for a talk show. The show premieres Halloween night. Barkley says his wish list for guests includes Bill Clinton, Will Smith, Denzel, and Dr. Phil.
What about Shaq?
Hey, he didn't mention Shaq, but...
What's up, Doc? You know what's the show? What's up, Doc? I'm having a TV. What's up, Doc? Man, my toe hurts. Man, I just wish you baited me. I know you read the news. My toe hurts. That is a Shaq. Kazam. What's up, Doc?
It's Dennis Rodman.
I done it.
Yeah. What's up, Doc? What's up, Doc? It's time to rock.
How you doing?
Barkley says he'd also like to get Anna Kournikova, quote, because she looks good, she's not worth an F as a tennis player, end quote.
I believe on Monday you might hear Dennis, the Dennis and Shaq show.
That'd be great.
Dialing for real-life transvestites.
Oh, amen.
Wow. On their radio show.
Oh, that's great. The always opinionated Barkley says the Randy Moss incident is, quote, just idiotic. Nobody can defend Randy Moss. He says he thinks Allen Iverson will be the next Philadelphia sports star to be traded. And of the corporate scandals, he says, quote, I'd like to get one of the CEOs on one night and hammer his ass. To me, they're worse than drug dealers or killers, end quote.
Good.
For a woman who no longer has a magazine or TV show, Rosie O'Donnell is sure in the news a lot lately.
Great Adolf Hitler haircut, though.
Now she's being sued by the magazine's publisher. The company says she insulted an employee who's a cancer survivor with a crack about cancer. She supposedly told the woman, you know what happens to people who lie? They get cancer. Rosie, who lost her mom to the disease, denies saying that.
Okay, excuse me.
She also says she's been able to...
Ellie Smay. Okay.
You should see someone about that time.
Sorry, I've got something, a frog in my throat.
You
got
to do something about that. Freeze it.
Rosie says she's also been able to drastically cut down on her antidepressant medication.
Hey, right. Well, good for you, Rosie, you big, fat pig.
When Lenny Kravitz...
Carpet-munching pig.
When Lenny Kravitz canceled a recent show in Denver because of illness, he didn't get a dime.
God, I'd starve before I would eat Rosie O'Donnell.
When that concert was...
I mean, if I was like in the Andes,
yeah.
You know, if my plane crashed...
Yeah. Oh, that's what you're talking about. Cannibalism.
Yeah. I would die before I would eat Rosie O'Donnell.
I understand.
Wow.
What about in real life? No, I'm sorry. That's a foolish question.
What? You could make her into soap.
Render her and make her into soap. You'll be better Tuesday.
Yeah, don't you think so?
Yeah. When Lenny Kravitz.
No, I like it like this.
I know you.
Render her and turn her into soap. Call me tonight, Rob.
When Lenny Kravitz canceled a recent show in Denver because of illness, he didn't get a dime. The concert promoter didn't get a dime. But Ticketmaster did. The Denver Post says Ticketmaster made $35,000 this summer in that city alone on concerts that never happened.
Well, now that's why Pearl Jam had the whole thing against Ticketmaster.
Exactly. The paper says Ticketmaster did this by not refunding an order processing charge on about 10,000 tickets. Ticketmaster defends this, saying it did the work. Necessarily believe what you've heard about this being the last season for Friends. Quoting one network executive, going to come back. Quoting another, it's too big not to come
back.
Thank God. In sports, it's good work if you can get it. The Philadelphia Eagles have just extended the contract of Donovan McNabb, making him the highest paid player in NFL history. $115 million over 12 years.
Worth it. And starting this week, for my fantasy team, the Dumbasses.
Yes.
Recently picked up Antonio Freeman.
Saw you did that. You were a busy beaver this week in fantasy.
Sure was.
Yeah. Make sure he doesn't trip over his dog.
You poached everybody from the list. Everybody that was good is now on your team.
You got it.
There he goes.
And finally, Guys in Suits, City Slickers from CBS will be in Kentucky next month looking for contestants. They're looking for players in the new reality game show, The Real Beverly Hillbillies. Urban Dandies.
Well, this is a good idea.
Urban Dandies will comb the backwoods of the Appalachians looking for people who, as much as possible, are like the Clampets in the 1960s TV sitcom.
I love it.
Kentucky folk don't take kindly to this. According to the head of the Kentucky Black Lung Association, don't represent us as stupid.
Oh, no.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No. No.
Yeah, that's it.
No way.
Gotta go. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great, great weekend. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. We will be back Monday with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Rob. Good luck with your Bambino.
Good luck, Rob.
Yeah.
Thank you very much,
guys. We have back to phone call at 3.
3:15. Make him wait. All right.
Can you?
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
All right.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.